Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The money was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. I made it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Show Us. We're global. Yes, we are. I know I don't give people much time to get ready for the show. Sometimes I don't know when I'm coming up. All right, let's get to it. Oh, well, if you want to come into the studio, I got to do this. We have a new rule here in the studio. I know sometimes people are at work, sometimes people are babysitting, sometimes people can't come on the air. And when I open up the mic, it's kind of embarrassing because they can't really talk or they don't want to hear the background. I understand that. So if you come into the studio, you will be muted. You don't have to worry about it. You will be muted. And when you want to be unmuted and want to say something, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your dial, and a little hand will come up. So you don't have to worry about me opening up the mic. I know things are going on. Christmas is going on. Thanksgiving's going on. Blah, 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 blah. And I know that it's kind of embarrassing in the background noise with going on. So that way, now you're muted. And anytime you want to say anything, just hit the 1, and you're open mic. The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number gets you in the studio. That's the number your voice can be heard around the world. Title, Santa Claus. I know some of you guys are not news junkies or groupies, whatever. I am. When you can't sleep? Insomnia? Something like that. Insomnia. And you work weird hours. I use the news channel as a background. I love Morning Joe. I really do. That being said, a lot of you guys won't know about George Santos if you're not really into politics. And it might be a blurb on your TV news, nightly news. But this guy's something else. You know, it is funny, and I hate to say it, and I don't know if it's true, but to me it is. When somebody is found guilty And depending on how they look, maybe I'm shallow. Could be. If they're fat and ugly or whatever, you just want them to be guilty. Take them out this planet. They could be innocent as fuck. But if they're fat, don't be ugly. It's like, you know what? You're guilty of something. You look disturbing to me. Take you out. Goodbye. And maybe you could be a butt friend to somebody. And you're going to hear George Santos. But I'm guilty of it. But this guy is such a pompous ass. He's taking donors' money, doing things, getting Botox, whatever, him and his little boyfriend running around loose. But do I don't like him because he's pompous? Do I don't like him? See, I'm not a homophobe. But sometimes homos, because I don't want to use a slang word, the homos. If you put a the at the end of it, it sounds worse, the homos. Sometimes the homos piss you off. Just the pompous attitude of the homos. The homos. Well, there goes my gay audience. And there we go. So that's why I put the title Santa Claus, Santos Claus. Representative George Santos and the Gilgo Beach murders. Now, you guys up on the Gilgo Beach murders? Dude. Don't you want to watch a newscast when they get really excited and there's a good story? You just want to go, hey, dude. It's like you want to pay attention to this. Dude. Now, this asshole, again, I don't know him. And he could be completely innocent. I don't like him. He hasn't done anything to me, hasn't said anything to me. I don't know. It's just I don't like him. I don't like the way he stands. I don't like the way he snarls. I don't like the way he peers in. I don't like his clothes. He's not the homo. He's the no-no. Like he's a killer. No. And we're going to talk about the Gilgo Beach murders if you are not up to it. And here we go. You know, to start off, you've been hearing my voice. Oh, and then we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. You know, every freaking year, you have to go to somebody's house who doesn't fucking cook a turkey right. They don't cook it right. It doesn't matter. You try to do hints, you try to do this, but all you can do, you ever do that thing when when somebody says you have to go somewhere and you don't want to go somewhere, you're a kid, so all of a sudden your spine just becomes jello and you go, you throw yourself to the ground. Every year that motherfucker wants to cook. Every year. And every year you got to eat that fucking cookie, that fucking turkey, and that fucking turkey never turns out right. It turns out bad as fuck. I don't care. Well, we're going to do the top 10 mistakes people make during Thanksgiving cooking. That's what we're going to do. All right, let's get our first story, which is George Santos, according to Fox, and then I'll take it from there. This is according to Fox News. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, I know if some of you guys think I'm a liberal. No, I listen to news. I listen to all kinds of news. But this is according to Fox News. Let's give a listen here. Let me adjust this here. All right, let's see if I can get it. Okay. Who's doing this? Whatever. They all look the same to me in Fox News. Here we go. And they're talking about George Santos. Here we go.
Considering some personnel matters, they involve possible censure for two members and a potential expulsion of another. Senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram, monitoring it all on Capitol Hill right now. Good evening, Chad.
Brett, good evening. The House could vote tonight to expel embattled Representative George Santos.
Chad.
His fellow New York Republicans have had enough of his...
Shut up, Chad. Change your name, Chad. It's an annoying name, Chad. You're a dumb fuck, Chad. Chad. What a name. Chad. Well, here's Chad from Fox News. Chad.
The House could vote tonight to expel embattled Representative George Santos. His fellow New York Republicans have had enough of his controversies.
We're going to set a new precedent today that we are against lying fraudsters coming
really?
To the House of Representatives.
Really? 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 You're against who? You're against what? Lying fraudsters. Wait a minute. Isn't, what's his name? Isn't he going to, isn't he in court for fraud? I mean, I don't know. It makes your head turn. You're against lying fraudsters. Isn't the head of your party in court right now for fraud? And he lied about his property? He lied about rape, raping a woman in a department store? I feel like the Grinch. You know when the Grinch thinks and then their heart tends to grow? He goes, I took their food. You know, he's talking to the dog. I feel like the same thing. What? You're against lying fraudsters. That's new to me, Republicans, because you got one running for office right now. But let's see what else you're against.
Today, that we are against lying fraudsters coming to the House of Representatives, well, then I am all for that precedent. They believe that by attempting to...
You, is that guy, he had to be, that's a Boston accent. That you cannot mistake that. Is he a Boston? You know, if you're from Boston, Maine, New Hampshire, that has to be that accent. There's something going on there. I don't know what kind of accent it is. It has to be Maine or Boston. Okay, here we go. Lying fraudsters.
That we are against lying fraudsters coming to the House of Representatives, well, then I am all for that precedent. They believe that by attempting to expel me, they will garner political points, capitalize on political fundraising, and receive congratulations from those who do not approve of my voting record.
It takes a two-thirds supermajority, or 289, to expel a member. The House has only expelled 5 members in history. Some lawmakers ask if the House is jumping the gun. The House also considers a plan to censure Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib. She supported an anti-Israeli rally on Capitol Hill.
I have residents calling me. Tell me, Rashida, the previous president wanted to ban us and probably put us in concentration camps. That's what wants us just to die. That's how I feel.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up, Shashida. Or Shashida. Whoop. Tlaib Shashida. She's a Democrat. She's a Palestinian. She held an anti-pro-Islamic thing, who is our ally. She decided to speak out. I'm a Democrat. How I feel about that? I say fire the bitch. Get rid of the bitch. She should go with Chad, so Chad wouldn't have to talk about her. Chad. We in Boston, we will not put up with lying fraudsters. Let's go to the park. That's the worst Boston Maine accent ever. Let's go to the park. Come on, everybody. I don't like Rashida either. She's a bitch. Get rid of her. All right. I didn't know we had people in the studio. All right. Here we go. 352, you're live on the air. And 217, that's Josh. You're live on the air. Hello, guys, friends, and stuff.
Hey, good 352. Morning, how are you doing?
Oh, good morning, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How you doing, my man?
I'm in the building, brother. I'm here. I'm calling the team, the troops. You got a hot topic. Yeah, I'm here to support.
You always are, man. You don't even have to call nobody. Just you being here, you don't have to call nobody. Just you being here is enough. If they want to come on, you know I'll talk to them. But you being here is enough, and I want to thank you for your support for over the years, my brother. Years.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, and thank your family for putting up with me in their house. It's not easy. I know. But thank you, sir.
Come on now.
Thank you so much. Good morning. And we got Josh. Josh is well known to be a terrorist and agotistical bastard. That's welcome.
Oh, all my feelings, all of them. Not even one was not hurt. I just want you to know that your Boston accent sounds like you're kind of retarded. I didn't even say retarded. Like
I'm retarded Bostonian.
No. We are not going to give you the credit of being retarded. The first kind.
Oh, how dare you, sir. I represent Boston.
They would throw stuff at you. I'm just saying, don't go to Boston. You wouldn't make it.
I know. It was the worst accent ever. And I got to welcome in Pat. Famous Pat. Pat Oberlin, everybody. Pat, you have Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
She keeps doing it.
I know.
Pastor.
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I got it right. Junior, Pastor Don,
doing,
Junior,
Pat?
CEO.
I'm
and
doing
you got
fine.
Pat,
how are you?
And you got Josh. Good morning, Pat.
Pastor
Patricia.
Don King, how you doing, son?
Not Don King. It's Pastor Don
but I don't,
Junior.
Don. Okay.
How dare you?
I am taking cues from you, and he's either
no,
King
not
or
taking
Pastor.
From me.
Wow. Okay.
I blame Brian for everything. Everybody agree on that? We all agree on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We can move on now.
But, you know, the world, let's just be honest. The world is run by crime. That's what it is.
Yes.
Crime. Even
this
when,
is news to you.
It is. It is very news. I thought there were good people in this world. And I thought that, but this is why we need pastor, because you damn sinners put you guys
you're
straight.
Telling me that this gentleman has, you're telling me that this gentleman has an outlook that he can spread a message for us to all live our lives by? Yeah, I would appreciate
sure.
a message like that.
Make money.
But then there,
done.
Then there are, then
that's
there
the
are
message.
So many other people.
Well, I
so many other places.
Good people turn bad. Good people turn bad. That's just it.
No,
and I think
no.
our country. Oh. Tell
no,
me one person.
No.
Really, tell me one person that kept their purity and their sanity in this world.
Pastor Don, you want to hop on
that
one? Pastor Don, you want to hop on that one? Brother, please.
That has power. Really. Besides
Pastor
Jesus,
Don,
I'm
Pastor Don, please.
Else. I'm mortal.
No, I'm not falling that grease. No, sir. Not me. Be real with you.
I'm not going to throw my net in that direction. There are a lot of people that have kept their minds pretty straight. I don't know. I don't know who drives a Tesla. I don't really know who's on Twix, Twitter, X. I don't know what people are doing these days. But there's this guy, Elon Musk, who has a little bit of sanity. I don't trust him because he's no different than you and I, except for he's a lot smarter than us. And he has a bigger bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't expect him to be any different than you or me. He has his own self-interest, and I'm pretty sure he's going to follow that to its ends.
Yeah.
Stay, Fred.
I say good people get corrupted with power. There's no such thing as a bad baby. Well, yeah, there are. You ever go to this grocery store?
Yes, there are.
Kept crying and crying. Yeah, they're bad babies. They are bad babies. I don't know. Are they bad babies or just bad parents? I don't know. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
No, I don't know. No, no. You take that to Africa. The dingo eats them.
The dingo eats the baby. I don't know.
You don't have
but there's
dingoes
time.
In Africa.
Where are the dingoes in South America?
Australia.
Josh has seen dingoes in Africa. That's no dingo. Josh, get away from there. That's not a dingo.
There are no dingo. There are no dingoes in Africa. Really?
No, they're in Australia.
No. That's okay. You know what, guys? Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there are. Aren't there dingoes in Africa?
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, I'm about to Google this.
Yeah, go ahead. You're the only one who's seen dingoes in Africa.
I never saw a dingo in Africa. I was in the north side. I thought they were in the south side. I was about to blame that on Lesotho.
But I'm just saying, money, I mean, I don't know, money, the more money you have, the more corrupt and deals you have to do. It is part of having money. I mean, that's a sad fact. That's the part of having money, is that you're dealing with people you don't usually deal with. You have to make concessions of things you don't usually do. And you go to bed with bad, dirty, naughty little women who are hooked on crack. Okay, that was just me. But
okay, Brian. Yeah, Brian, I don't want to hear your memoir right now.
I know.
He's doing an autobiography.
Damn you. My biography. Yeah, look at my memoirs.
He's just over here. He's just confessing the crimes at this point.
I know. Wow. And I still owe that crack woman money. Brian, you still owe me some money for that crack in 87. Shut up, bitch.
She's going to – you do realize she's going to find you.
She will find me. And I would take that memoir and I would sell it on eBay. It's just – it's just how it is. It's just the more money, the more opportunities that you can make money, it seems like people like to take the shortcut. The shortcut, and that's it. I mean, if you look at – Jay-Z. I mean, it pisses me off that people like Snoop Dogg. It pisses me off. It pisses me off that I could turn on TV and it's Snoop Doggy Santa Claus. And he is selling, you know, good things, and he's working in the kitchen with Martha Stewart. I'm sorry, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, what is your feeling? See, to me, Snoop Dogg is a thug. He's a criminal. A gangbanger. But you could say, well, you know what, Brian? He was. Do you believe in reform? I'm going to tell you something that pissed me off with Snoop Dogg. When he did the halftime show at the Super Bowl, I don't know, was it last year or 2022.
2022.
Was it 20? Okay, he did it last year. And he was doing good. And towards the end, he did the Crip sign. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, Brian.
He dressed up in a blue bandana and did the Crip walk the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched that.
I did. And Pastor Don, you said something. I didn't hear you.
No, I was up with that. He did the Crip walk throughout the whole performance. So,
I know. Yeah. He did. And it's like, what are you doing? You're a commercial dude now. You transcended to TV and everything. You're representing the Crips.
Can I get YouTube right now? Your kids' videos. My daughter watches it every day.
Can I toss a grenade? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, Josh. I want to hear. One second. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. What do you think?
Snoop Dogg is literally singing lullabies to kids.
What?
Yes.
What?
It's all over.
He had an entire album.
Yeah.
He had an entire album singing Christmas songs to kids. That's real.
What the?
Now
that's
kids. I mean, like the ABCs, all that. Started watching that.
I'm not saying that Snoop Dogg lives on Sesame Street.
Now that's gangsta. My God. You know, you can't get into the Sesame Hood, not in no street. Snoop Dogg owns that street. Those are the projects now. You don't hear about Sesame Street anymore. Those are the projects.
You know that the rent went way down in Sesame Street?
Probably. Probably. It's blowing my mind. You know what? You have to admire that in a way, right? Right? You got to admire that. I mean, I see him on my TV every day, according to Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Lullabies to kids, singing to kids. You got 50 Cent kissing babies in a mall, white babies in a mall, in a suit. You got him kissing white.
Hey, thank you for pointing out that they are white babies.
They're a white baby.
That's so important. It's so important to point out that they're white.
It is so important. If you saw a black man kissing, wait a minute, Josh. If you saw a black man kissing a white baby on the street, you're gonna call the cops. Hey, what's going on?
Why the hell would I call the cops? I'm armed.
You will call the cops, going, "What's that black man licking that baby for? Like he's a cannibal." You know damn well he would.
Okay. First of all, you said if I saw a black man kissing a baby on the street, and then you just said if
a
black man was licking a baby.
Waiting to put him in a pot.
You just said licking a baby after that.
You're licking a baby. Stop it.
You just said that. No, if I saw a black man kissing a baby on the street, I was like, holy crap, somebody adopted a baby. If I saw a black man licking a baby on the street, I'm like, oh my God, it's okay, I'm armed.
Black man can lick a baby. Why? Black man cannot lick a baby in public?
Wow.
What's wrong with you, you racist?
No, I just have a higher caliber than his tongue, I promise.
Black man can lick white babies.
Wow.
What? What metric is that?
I have no
Nobody
idea.
Nobody should be licking strange babies. I don't know what the hell.
Licking babies. It happens. It happens in Missouri, Kentucky, Louisiana. It happens. Trust me, it happens.
What? Prove it. Cite that. Cite that. No, can I toss a grenade on that conversation? When it comes to Snoop Dogg?
I don't know. He did it, though. You got to give Snoop Dogg
No. Time. No, no, I understand that. He didn't kiss or lick a baby.
No, he didn't lick a baby. Snoop Dogg did not lick a baby.
Can I toss a grenade on that, though?
Yeah.
Snoop
I gotta get a
Dogg,
grenade sound effect. Yeah.
Download one, please.
I will.
Snoop Dogg has become very ridiculously mainstream to the point that I think that's like the mediator. That's like the median man. That's the middleman between suburban white people and the hood. And he knows that. That's why. I'm sorry. Am I wrong?
I'm not
wrong.
Okay. Well, no. He. Well, you know what made him you know who made him cool in the white area is Martha Stewart. When Martha Stewart went thug and she spent some time in jail. That made her cool.
Oh, no. I think that made him cool with housewives.
Well, there
so
you
it became
go.
Socially acceptable.
I think she's doing weed commercials. I think she has a weed, if I'm not mistaken. She's selling weed. I think it's Snoop, her
that
name.
That is hilarious.
I think. I'm not quite sure, but I think she's doing that.
I don't believe you, but that's hilarious.
I think she is. I heard that. I know Snoop has his own weed signature. I know he
I
does.
Believe that.
And what's his name? Willie Nelson has his own.
I believe that, too.
Weed. Yeah. I don't know too many other people, but yeah. The reason I said that is this guy, you know, we have impressions of people, right? And I don't know why we want ugly, fat people, gay people to go to jail. I don't know why we want that. But we do.
Why the hell did you take it there?
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, appearance is everything. It's the reason why, you know, when you get these hot teachers who are molesting children, that they make the papers. You don't see
You're
many fat.
You're talking about moving targets.
No, listen. You don't see many fat, ugly broads making the papers molesting kids. You don't. You don't hardly see them running around.
Are you telling?
And the guys,
time out. Are you saying that fat people are a little bit more discreet about their encounters because nobody's bragging about it?
No, I don't think they're discreet. I'm saying that they don't sell papers. They don't. And the more creepy you look at the guy, they'll put you on there. You know, they'll put you on the papers. Like the opposite, like this guy is a real creep. You don't see many good-looking guys saying high school principals or teachers are being arrested for molesting children. Think about that for a minute, because it doesn't sell papers. But when they get a hot
I swear to God, I have two kids. I have a son and a daughter. If anybody touches them, they are missing people.
Right. I understand that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how we look at life and how we do things. Meaning that in the news thing is a bleed elite. I'm just saying how can I say what I'm saying? How we perceive things, Josh. How we perceive things. That's all. And whether it's right or wrong. Is what triggers
there is objective right and wrong. You're talking subjective, like opinion. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
If you diddle a kid, you should be thrown into an active volcano.
I agree with you. I'm just saying. For instance. I agree with you, John. I'm going to get off.
I know, that was actually really funny.
Let's go with sexual harassment. You don't see many ugly women filing for sexual harassment. You don't see many fat, ugly bitches saying, he wanted me, and I am filing charges on this asshole. That guy's going to deny being with you anyway. I will even take the stand. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Not me.
I like how you took that to like an early 90s like movie. It's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Anybody, you go back in the 60s. What? But what I'm saying is you don't see that. It doesn't make the news. And I'm sure there's some fat, ugly bitches out there who's being harassed right now as I speak. And nobody's going to believe her. Because if you're fat and ugly, you're not going to go to cops and say, you know what, he touched my breast. And the cop's going to know he didn't.
He told me I wasn't going to get that promotion unless I was fat and ugly.
Yeah,
I needed to be fatter and ugly. I wasn't fat and ugly enough.
Exactly. Yeah. He made things. He wanted me to do things. No, he didn't. Who is this motherfucker that wants to touch you and make you do that?
No,
it didn't happen, lady.
No,
get out of my
if
please.
If there's evidence all day, I'm happy to crap on people that are crappy. When ready for some controversial statements? Because I'm going to do it. If you falsely accuse somebody of being crap, then you should face the exact same jail time that they would have gotten.
Well, I do. Just a second, Josh. I know. Okay, I see you, 314. We have a new rule here. There they go, because they're afraid I was going to open their mic. I won't open your mic. It's like, oh, shit, Brian saw my number. I have to change my number. Where's my burner phone? I don't want that to do. I want no evidence.
I don't think
that
people
I
respect.
Show.
I don't think people understand that Brian is... He's one of those zoo lions that if you enter his cage, then he attacks. But if you watch him from a distance, you're all right.
I'm attacking in the cage. Come on, motherfucker, feed me. Feed me. How do you make a wrong number? It's funny. The number just disappeared really quickly. How do you do a wrong number on Blog Talk? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to call the other show. Excuse me. How do you do that? You can't do that. You get back here, 314. Face up to what you did. I can't afford to lose people. You come back here. I will not open up your mic unless you put unless you put your
you should do that from now on. If somebody puts the number one and raises their hand, yes, let them in. Or you should let me in every time that I call, because you know I'm trying to talk to you.
Yes, I know you're trying to. Someday you will succeed, son. Someday.
Oh. Shots fired.
Well, I'm saying that to say this. Okay, here we go.
There was a reason for all of that.
It was.
Okay.
It's how
I'm
we perceive. If you're not a political news junkie, you would not probably know who Santos is, George Santos. He's a Republican from New York. And he's accused of stealing money for his campaign.
And lying.
Getting Botox.
And lying a lot.
He lied a lot.
Blatant.
Yeah, he did. Just blatant bullshit. In your face, not trying to hide it. Just blatant. But
basically,
I don't know
basically a Clinton.
Will you stop? What do you mean he's a Clinton?
No, I can't stop. No, can't stop, won't stop.
Okay, so that's who he is. That's who he is. And
he's a lying piece of crap politician. We've never experienced that before in America. This is brand new. Please explain how this guy.
Right, and that was that's what explaining the long story before that is that how we perceive, how the news perceive or American perceive, they will forgive good-looking people. Good-looking people have a pass. It's what makes the newspaper, what interests people. Ugly people complaining about sexual harassment, you will not see. It will not make YouTube. They will not. And they will look at the guy and going, are you fucking kidding me? Her? They would put him away for life just because he's even thinking about it. Really? Her? Fucking
idiot.
Can
I make a funny statement right now?
Well, you could. Let's see if it is.
Why the hell does Gavin Newsom look like an aged Ken doll?
He does, doesn't he? But he's a good-looking man. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he looks like a Ken doll in his early 50s.
Doesn't he? I mean, who would not trust a man with his greasy hair slicked all the way back? I mean, come on. That's just trust written all
everybody
over.
That's ever experienced an Italian. Don't you ask the question if you don't want the answer.
That is true. Oh, man. Well, let's continue this. Here we go. And we'll be right back. Here we go.
House Speaker Mike Johnson supports free speech, but draws the line at Tlaib.
I'm of the camp that I believe you let people say whatever crazy thing they want to say, and you let the public judge that. But understand the sentiment behind this, and I won't stop it, because sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures.
But wait, there's more. GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote the resolution to censure Tlaib. Now Democrats have a plan to censure Green for anti-gay slurs. Brett?
Hey, Chad, the nonpartisan CBO, Congressional Budget Office, is now saying that the plan to take money from the IRS to pay for the GOP bill to fund Israel adds to the deficit. What about that?
Well, the CBO says stripping the IRS of that money will diminish revenues by nearly $27 billion and add to the deficit. House Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, only in Washington when you cut spending do they call it an increase in the deficit. I asked Johnson if he trusts the CBO. He replied, quote, I don't. Brett?
There you go. Chad, thanks.
Oh, boy. And that's pointing to Fox News. When people hear these CBOs.
He was definitely quoting people with their own language.
Yeah.
In the context in which they spoke.
Yeah. let me go a little further with Georgie boy. Let me see. Is it the grand jury charges? Nope, that's Alec Baldwin. There's a lot of shit I should be talking about, and I'll never get to. So that's just how the show is. That's just how the show is.
George Santos is a liar. Let's just say that. He's a lying piece of crap. Okay, cool.
Well, it's just there's a well, a lot of people don't know who George is and what's going on. And
I mean, it's not like that those senators in Virginia that accepted like bribes and stuff, and
well,
Nancy Pelosi's husband.
But that's the thing. They, you know, they're going to censor him and they're going to expel him. But a lot of Democrats and also Republicans said no, let's keep him where he is. And the latest news is just about an hour ago, Santos said he will not be running for re-election. Well, I have to look. And Josh, you're the guy, or could be Pastor Don Jr., CEO. What are the rules about donations?
I would probably pass that to Pastor Don Jr.
What is a donation crime? I mean, you got people, they're donating money to the campaign.
What they did to Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to simplify it. But you can't touch that money because that money goes to
the campaign.
So if you use that money for your personal use, it's called ethic violation. Like they have ethics at all. And ethic violation, an ethic committee was formed within the last 3 or 4 years, I'm assuming. It was not even a thing.
I just seriously want to know who these ethics advisors are, and I would like to challenge their ethics. I want that to be like on a stage.
Exactly.
Just sit down with them. Be like, I don't want anything from you. What do you want from me?
Exactly. And what the hell is the ethic community, and what is the violation? I mean, if you violate their ethics, you probably just kill somebody. But it's the same thing going to Superior Court judge. We have it right now with, what's his name, with the Superior Court judge who's taking all these, quote, gifts. And they're going after him. And so what they did was the court, we're talking about the Superior Court, they all formed this as, well, you know, the press is getting out of control. We're looking bad. We only have a 27% rating. America hates
us.
So let's come up with it. Let's come up with a dumb rule that says we'll come up with this ethic thing in a Superior Court, and we're the ones who could only enforce it. So it's the same thing as calling it an ethic
committee. You know that they came up with punishments for Supreme Court justices to accept gifts in, like, I think it was the 80s.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so Superior Court judges in states can take shiny objects, and that's not going to sway their opinion, I promise you. And they say that with their fingers crossed behind their backs. It's not going to sway my opinion, just like a lobbyist throwing millions of dollars at a politician saying, say what
we say. I know. Yeah.
Everything's
true.
Ridiculous.
It is true, dude. I mean, is there any – let's go to Canada. We're going out of the United States, but go to Canada.
Please do. Please, let's talk to Canada.
Yes, let's all get our passports. We'll travel there as a neutral country. Well, they're not neutral now. They're our allies.
Okay, I can't go to Quebec, though, because I'm Irish, and I don't appreciate
you're Irish.
The French.
They hate the French? Stop it.
I am biased by default.
I see. Those French Canadians, man, they're tough. Pat,
I could probably take over Halifax. So it would probably take like 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, Pat,
you hear that from a Canadian? She gets it.
But, you know, Pat, do you got a lot of corruption going on? Do you guys have a Parliament House, or do you have a Congress? Do you have a Senate? I mean,
Yes.
You have Parliament in Canada?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, how hard do you laugh at Parliament when they convene?
I try not to watch it, to tell you the truth.
Wow. Wow.
And that is why Pat is awesome.
Are they still wearing the wigs? Do they come in with the wigs?
Hey,
no.
apparently Canada is a country and not a member of the Commonwealth. You don't get to ask that question.
I know. How dare you ask about our wigs in Canada? So what I'm saying is, do you have this Pat, when you vote, do you vote, Pat, by the way? And how often do you hold your elections? We hold it every 4 years here. Do you guys have?
4 years.
You have a, okay. And how
4 years.
Do you vote? Do you vote? When was the last time you voted?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. So
yeah.
Do you, we have this scandal here, you know, fraud, blah, 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 this fake, oh, you're collecting donors' money and you're not giving it to the campaign. Oh, you get the answer, get out of here, which is basically a shakedown.
Pat,
if you can collect any money.
Pat, don't let Brian
true.
Disillusion you. He's a Californian. He's basically Canadian.
Oh, yeah, right. We're, yeah.
They're
yeah.
Not,
he,
yeah. They're not like
he is. He is as armed as you, ma'am.
That's right, eh? That's right,
by
eh?
By law.
But, Well, here's George Santos. Here he is right here. Here's another George Santos. Listen to this. I think I have
from George Santos, who faces criminal charges, survived a vote last night to expel him.
There's a commercial. They're start doing this on Blog Talk. I mean, not Blog Talk, but on.
I was really
I can't
waiting for that, man.
Anymore.
I'm so disappointed that I didn't
hear it. Of
course,
Rachel
right
Scott
away.
Reports from Capitol Hill. Good morning, Rachel.
George, good morning. And it was New York Republicans that made the case that Congressman George Santos deserves to be kicked out of office. But with his trial still months away, some members argued it was premature.
Overnight, Congressman George Santos surviving a rare vote to oust him from Congress.
The resolution is not adopted, and a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
24 Republicans joining most Democrats to expel Santos, but the resolution falling far short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Santos defiant.
I feel like due process is still alive. I feel like there's enough colleagues on both sides of the aisle here who understand that.
The push to expel Santos was put forward by his fellow New York Republicans, pointing to his lies about his background, from his education and work experience to his religion and family history. He even falsely claimed his mother was in the 9/11 attacks.
The number of first responders in each of our districts who still to today are dying from 9/11-related illnesses. This is not something you joke about, you lie about. It is unfit.
Santos is facing 23 federal charges, accused of engaging in multiple criminal schemes, from unemployment fraud to lying to federal officials about his campaign finances. He denies it all.
Why does he deserve to stay in office? Well, because it's not up to them. It's up to the people who vote.
Prosecutors allege Santos falsely reported donating his campaign $500,000 when he only had $8,000 in the bank, and accused the Long Island Republican of stealing the personal identities of some donors and charging their credit cards repeatedly to fund his campaign. But even law...
Wait a minute. Let's not skip that too fast. So you
donated
to his campaign.
I'm sorry, are we not supposed to laugh at that?
It's just blatant. You're a donor. You tribute to his campaign, and he stole your identity? And then you charge their credit cards to fund his campaign? I mean, they caught him
doing
this.
That's pretty bad.
Yes. They caught him doing this.
He should
be
arrested.
He should, but he's not. And they don't want to indict him. They don't want to punish him. A lot of Republicans and Democrats saying, leave him alone. Because
Pastor King Jr. Pastor King Jr., can I hear you, sir? What's your opinion on this?
It's not Pastor King Jr. Will you stop it? Now you got me.
Man.
Now you got me.
I'm sorry.
Pastor.
No, I've heard. I apologize. I've heard him mess up your name so many times. Pastor Don
I
Jr.
I did not. I did.
You mess it up all the time,
no.
Pastor Don
I
Jr.
Do.
I know that you're not
I
over there
not.
Setting up boxing
I
fights.
I know. Pastor, you know, it's a compliment, too, because Pastor Don Jr., CEO, the man's a pro in marketing. He's a pro in promotion. He handles his business. And
hey, Brian, who should be the governor of California?
I should. I could spin like a top.
No. You no. Oh my God, you'd be so terrible. You would drive that state into the ocean. There's no way.
I would win. I will win. You know I would.
You would not.
Would vote for me. I would win.
Honestly,
easily.
Honestly, you know what? I have confidence that you would definitely drive that into the ocean. Please, please run.
I would ride it like a horse. All right.
Ride it like a seahorse.
I would. Like a seahorse. I promise there'll be no more homeless around when I'm governor or I'm mayor.
Because they will be swimming with the fishes.
They will be, and our fish will be fat. Look at our fish.
Those will be some fat-ass fish. That's real.
That's right. I will do every... Oh, an abortion? Why not? It'll be Abortion Mondays.
Because
everybody
will be dead. It doesn't matter.
Didn't you say noon-ish?
No, you said noon.
Yeah, I know. If I were king. Can you imagine, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team, by the way, can you imagine that you donate to a campaign and a guy steals your money and your identity? And how are you not going to know? I mean, if I donated to a campaign and then a week later somebody's running up my credit card for silly stuff like Botox and shit like that.
I don't think you've been to Asia or Africa.
I mean, even a prince of a Nigerian prince who asked for money, he's going,
a Nigerian prince asked you the same question that he asked me. All I have to do is give him $1 million. And he's going to give me $5 million? Oh, what a great deal.
That Nigerian prince is very popular around the world. He's very
popular. He's very wealthy, too.
He's
want you to know how
wealthy
he is.
We can laugh at him right now. He has a gold chair he's sitting on and laughing at us.
He poops in a golden toilet. I can almost guarantee
that. I'm sure he does. Oh, that guy. There's things, role models you want to live up to. There's role models you just want to be. Here we go. Let's continue.
Some donors and charging their credit cards repeatedly to fund his campaign. But even lawmakers who find all that concerning warn expelling Santos before his trial ends would set a dangerous precedent.
Is there a scenario in which you would step down and resign?
No.
At all?
Nope. I already told you that before, Rachel. I've been telling you that for 10 months.
Republicans were also keeping in mind their razor-thin majority. They did not want to lose another vote. Even though this failed, those New York Republicans could still try to bring this to the floor again. The House Ethics Committee expected to provide an update on their investigation in the coming weeks, George.
And Rachel, over in the Senate, Republican-on-Republican battle over this hold that Senator Tommy Tuberville had put on military appointees.
George, this was a remarkable, intense fight that played out on the Senate floor. 61 military nominations brought to the floor, and all 61 blocked by one single senator, Tommy Tuberville. He has remained dug in for months, taking issue with the Pentagon's abortion policy, but he was confronted by his own Senate Republican colleagues who argued that has nothing to do with any of this. They insist with one war raging in Israel, another war raging in Ukraine, that Tuberville is handing our adversaries like Putin a gift, George.
Okay. Wow. And this is why we're fucked up here in America. So this is the guy. He lied about where he went to school. He lied about who he is. He lied about who his parents are. He lied.
No, he should go to prison. All right. By default.
He's not going to. Yeah, he should.
I know he's not going to. He's rich.
I don't even know if he's rich, but
I don't even care if he's rich. He's raised funds. He should go to prison. He should have.
But
to
if he stole people donors' identities, I don't know. But here's the thing: the Republicans don't want to get rid of him because they need to vote. It's razor thin that they are the majority of the House, and they need his vote. The Democrats don't want him gone because they're going to use him in a campaign about Republicans are assholes and they steal from you. So that's why they don't. That's why both sides don't want him gone.
I am happy to flip the middle finger to both parties and tell them both to eat a phallus thing. No,
what?
I don't care. No, I wasn't going to say it. I hear a baby crying in the background. I'm not going to say stuff like that in front of kids.
Yes. No, I'm sure the baby's going to pick up on you.
That's a cat. Hold on. That was a cat. They could both eat dicks. I don't care about the Democrats or Republicans. They should both eat the biggest Godzilla-sized dick. I don't care.
First,
screw
you're
them
censoring
both.
Your speech because you thought it was a kid.
No, she told,
a
she told me that was a cat. She told me that was a cat.
You told the cat
it's
to eat
cat.
Some dick? So
I don't know.
There is a subliminal thing here. Wait a minute. You just said, I don't care if it's a cat. A cat can eat dick. Now, you said that.
No,
and I'm saying, what
I
is
said I wasn't trying to say harsh language in front of a baby. And then she said
right.
that was a cat. So
right.
now I think that Democrats yeah. and Republicans can both deep throat a Godzilla-sized dick.
That's not gay at all.
That's not gay.
It's not gay. It's not gay. Welcome to the parade. Welcome to denial. Just not your address. I don't know. Or your license. Or your
I'm
license
not.
On your car. Denial.
I'm gonna have to tell my wife about that.
I gotta ask Pastor Don Jr. CEO this question, and it always amazed me why when straight men get really pissed off at another man, there's always gay slurs. Raj, suck my dick. It's like, whoa, dude.
I didn't say suck my dick. I said they can dethrone
the
Godzilla.
This is not
dick.
You. This is not you. I'm always saying that. You ever notice that straight men say stupid gay shit when they're angry at
because
other men?
Because being gay is literally a submission to another man. And men yeah. don't do that.
I never heard a woman
well,
get mad at another woman and says, "Eat my pussy."
Because women
bitch.
Are submissive by nature.
I don't know. I'm not going into.
I
fight
mean, you don't know
say,
human
you know,
nature.
No, I'm not saying wash your dick and suck it. You know, I'm not going to go into that. All right, Pat, save me. I don't know.
Pat,
I don't know.
Pat, please
I
save.
Don't know.
Pat, please save Brian.
Why?
Because I'm dying here.
She just makes a noise. There you go, lady.
Yeah, even her cat walked out.
He did.
We have some other stuff. You know, there is some stuff that's going on here, and we got to talk about this shit. Thanksgiving is coming. Thanksgiving is coming.
I'm excited for that.
And it's next week. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yep.
It's next week. It is next week. It came. In fact, I know that people in Canada had their Thanksgiving the 31st. Is that when you had your Thanksgiving? No, not Halloween.
No,
it was a week
no,
before
that
Halloween.
Was Halloween. No, it was on the 12th or the 11th of October.
Yeah, it was the 11th of October. Now, people still think Thanksgiving is an American holiday, but it's not. Thanksgiving is not an American holiday.
It's a Western world holiday.
It's Canadian, honey.
It is Canadian. It is
oh,
Canadian.
Oh, you're so lucky that you're our little sister.
Oh, Jesus. And back in the day, Thanksgiving used to go 3 days. There's some facts here. Thanksgiving
That's the
was,
same
went
thing
3 days.
They, how many, if it's on a Sunday, they literally let you take the Friday off. It's still 3 days. If you're a child in school.
Oh, wow.
I like to know why is it always on a Thursday. That's a good question, Josh. But we still celebrate it for 3 days. We go half day when if you're working, you know, if you're going out to a job, you're getting half day off on Wednesday, right? So you got Wednesday, Thursday, and you got Black Friday. Yeah, but you got Black Friday.
Yeah, Black
you got
Friday.
3 days.
Do you know what Black Friday is?
Yeah, it's a bunch of my people shopping in a store on Friday because we got
paid
Thursday.
Oh, I forgot. So Black Friday is for black
Thursday.
People.
We're,
I didn't even know that.
We're spending it on Friday. Come on, y'all.
Only black people can shop on this day.
Come on, y'all. We're spending our money.
No, Black Friday is it's the where they drop the prices accordingly. And it looks like it's cheaper, but it's actually not. It's the exact same price, but that's how they make their sales go up because it's black on the quarter because there's only black and red when it comes to the market.
Yes. But to even elaborate on that, and you're right, Josh. What it is, and you're right, what it is that your regular price, let's say your shirt, Pat, let's say you love to, your vape machine, okay? Your vape machine maybe goes 59. You hear her, that's when she pops up. Yeah, yeah. You didn't hear about Pat the whole show. Vape? Yep.
I swear to God, that cat.
That cat is going to curse you. Leave that cat alone. It's a very magical cat. It's spiritual, and it will read your tarot cards.
I'm Catholic. I'm immune to that.
It will haunt you in your sleep. That cat will come into your dreams.
Okay. What Brian was trying to say is
what I'm trying
in,
to say
July,
is that
in July,
regular,
a TV is $200, and then it comes up to Black Friday, and it's $150, but it's actually the markdown price, and it's the exact same thing, and you're going to end up paying exactly how much you were going to pay before.
No. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but that is actually how it works.
Let's say the bait machine is
$59. Go to Target and Walmart. It's the same thing.
Let's say the bait machine is $59. They know Black Friday's coming. For a week before Black Friday, that bait machine will be $79. It'll be $79. When Black Friday comes, they're
going
to go back to the regular price of $59, and you think it's a sale. That's how it works. They're going to go back to regular price that you think it's a sale because they raised it, and you think you're getting a bargain. That's how it works.
And Brian, speaking on this, like South Park didn't make fun of this concept like 8 years ago.
I'm trying to – some people don't know. Some people don't know. Not everybody gets the same
everything
information.
Everything is nonsense. That should be your baseline for everything forever.
A lot of people don't get their news from South Park. I'm sorry, Josh.
No, everything is nonsense should be your baseline. The fact that South Park made fun of it means you're dumb if you don't understand it. And that was years ago.
Well, that's, yeah, but I was never fat. Okay, so we got to move on. So we're just going to touch on Thanksgiving because we're going to do that last. There's the thing. Have you guys been keeping up on the murders? The Gilgo Beach murders? No, have you been keeping up on it? All right, let me just tell you about this dude. And again, I don't like him. I don't like how he looks. He looks like a big birdie dude that lives in the woods. And his wife looked like she hit a tree a couple of times without a helmet, face first. And she's weathered.
You're telling me that
she's
very beautiful, like a bird.
She's special.
Like a bird that like a bird that ran into a tree.
Yeah, like a woodpecker that keeps hitting the tree. But anyway, so he's up now. He's up. Do I have it? Here we go. Listen to this. Just listen to this. His wife just went into court. She doesn't believe that he did it.
Serial killer Rex Huerman sending a message to court saying she wants to see the evidence against him. Asa Ellerup attending her husband's court appearance.
I can't get it. Come on, get back here.
Says she plans on being there
Okay, I think this is...
I can hear it.
Oh, no. Now I got a commercial. Basically, his that.
Now on to view the evidence for herself. Huerman has pleaded not guilty to murdering three women. He's also the prime suspect in the killing of a fourth. Estranged wife of accused Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman sending a message to the court saying she wants to see the evidence against him. Asa Ellerup attending her husband's court appearance for the first time today. Her attorney says she plans on being there from now on to view the evidence for herself. Huerman has pleaded not guilty to murdering three women. He's also the prime suspect in the killing of a fourth. She filed for divorce 6 days after her husband's arrest. Tonight, the estranged wife...
Well, you know, makes no sense.
After
so
I go on a
court.
Killing spree, I expect my wife to stick by my side.
I would too. Let's go to the only woman in this studio. Pat and John have been together for a while. Pat, if you found out that John was burying people in your backyard or he was suspected of it, would you stay by him?
Only if it was proved that he
only
didn't
if it was
do
proved.
It.
Well, okay, you're going to try. And you found out that there was a lot of mud on the shovel you gave him for Father's Day, and there's a little blood on
his
the handle.
His blood is all over them. Their blood is all over him.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
It might be a coincidence. I mean, things happen.
They might have been at a bowling alley. A bowling ball might have been thrown in the wrong direction.
Could be. Now here's the thing. Now here's where it gets dicey. If your kid was suspected of something, let's say heinous thing as murder, and you felt it in your soul that this kid could have done it.
This kid
would
is
you
a
turn
psychopath.
Your would you what? Would you turn your kid in? I mean, they're not arresting
yes.
him yet, you know. Would
yes.
you, Josh, would you turn in your own children? I don't know. Would you, Pastor
yeah.
Don Jr., CEO?
What's
would you turn in your own kid? Would you? Would you turn in your kid, Pat?
Isn't he going to help you fold it?
He's going to help
Sorry.
You what, kiddo? Oh, you're talking
no,
about that.
He's doing something outside.
Is he burying bodies? Nothing.
No, not
she's burying bodies. No, she's getting to work.
Just a second.
She's getting to work.
I know. Never mind. Abort. I don't want to be a witness to
Never
this.
Mind. Never
yeah,
mind,
yeah,
Pat.
Exactly.
You go about your you,
you
go, about,
yeah,
your
go
behavior.
About your business.
No, it's just that John was coming in the door right when you were talking to me, so.
Okay, he was in the backyard.
And desk and something.
He
yeah.
was in the backyard.
Yeah,
that's a factual statement.
Dismantling the gazebo.
Nothing suspicious about that at all.
Nothing suspicious that the gazebo in the wintertime and dismantling shit. That's okay. Is that what they call it in Canada? All right, pull up that gazebo and next.
We will
let's do
never.
A biopsy
we will
on.
Never understand. We will never understand the Canadian language, my friend.
Well, so she's standing by him. Pat, would you stand by your son or your daughter if they were suspected of doing something against the, you know, law?
Against who?
If your kid was a murderer, would you take them in?
Oh, man.
I
you
know.
Know if they
hard
were
questions.
A murderer? If they
yes,
were a
man.
Murderer,
yeah. Well,
they say he
was suspected.
I'd have to throw in the towel.
Would you really? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask the pastor this because he has kids and he has a good reputation.
I have
whatever
kids too,
he said,
but I appreciate
yeah.
that Pat
well, you're
was very
anonymous.
Honest in that situation.
But you're anonymous.
I'm not anonymous.
Pastor
you know my name.
No, I do not. If Josh is your real name, I'm sorry. It may not be. It may be, you know,
It really is,
else.
Though.
Yeah,
I appreciate
sure.
that, Pat. Because if your kid is a freaking demon, you know, you can raise kids all the time. But if they turn out to be like Brian on a daily basis, you should probably turn them into the police.
What was that for? What do you mean me on a daily basis?
You fucking did that. You did that to yourself, sir. You did that to yourself.
What was that? No, I did not. I was listening. Wow. When I run
no,
for office as president,
if your spouse kills somebody or your kids kill somebody, you should probably turn them in because if you think for a moment that you are not next, you are an idiot.
Well, it gets even worse. So she goes. So she's in court right now. Not only is she in court, she's smiling. She is smiling. It made headlines.
That's what crazy people do. Yes.
Exactly. She's the one that's not, you know, on trial. It's him. She was the one who was smiling, not him. The Gilgo Beach murder suspect is smiling. Wife makes shock court debut. There she is, Dumpy and Frumpy. They go together. His estranged wife made her first appearance on Wednesday to listen to the evidence. She arrived in a courthouse in a Mercedes along with a Peacock documentary crew.
What kind of Mercedes?
So she made a deal. She made a deal with what? Who did she make a deal with? MTV? Who did she make a deal with? She came with a Mercedes along with a Peacock documentary. Peacock. Who's Peacock?
So
Paramount?
Now we have to burn her at the stake like a witch. That's
right.
Natural.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad. Because after 6 days,
she's a heathen? No way. A Californian is a heathen? I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was even possible. Oh, never mind. Go on.
You know, Californians do have cars. We'll just drive by your house. That's all we have to do. We do
You'll
travel.
You'll drive by my house.
We do
Hell,
travel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 2,800 miles away. You have to recharge your dipshit car.
We have to recharge our battery.
Like five
we'll be
times,
there in about another
like
8 days.
Like five times to get here.
Hey, the environment counts when we commit murder. You have some faith in us. We're murder friendly. We got to make sure the environment doesn't have any evidence.
You have little robots going and picking up evidence after you.
Exactly. We got to recycle those bullets, son.
Those little robots that do that Uber Eats deliveries in San Francisco, they're just picking up body parts.
That's what we do. Do you know what we get for a liver in the black market? Do not waste any body parts.
I really hope America sells the entire state of California to Mexico.
Jesus. You know, California is a special state. You should come here, visit, but
special,
don't stay.
Special, like short bus?
You
like
know
short
what?
Bus
we,
special, huh?
You know, California is the only state that in October or November, you can go to the mountains and ski, and the same day, within 3 hours, you can go to the beach and it's 84 degrees and you can surf. We have the mountains. We have the snow. We have the beach.
I don't really care about that because I like to stay on flatland.
Well,
I don't like to walk up or down hills.
You don't like to walk up or down? What do you mean? What the hell?
I can stay in Kansas, son. I'm fine with that. You want to walk you want to walk 10 miles? Yeah, I'll walk it with no restraint.
Oh, jeez. California's
you
want to
walk up
place.
A mountain? That's up to you. That's between you and Jesus.
Jesus loves mountains. It says, well, here he goes. And so she shows up. I go to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, or I go to anyone. Come on, man. Is he that
Pastor
upset?
Don
is she show
is
up with
supposed
a
to be
documentary
the voice of
film
reason.
Crew? It's just, and a Mercedes, despite filing for divorce from her husband, Humerman, on the 19th of July, Ellerup, that's her husband.
Can I
toss
a concept into the chat?
Well, she said she reportedly smiled at him as he left the courtroom, and according to the guy's attorney, she may have visited him at his jail. You know what that means. She doesn't believe
you're
he committed these acts.
You're telling me that she probably got porked by him while he was in prison, a conjugal visit.
Of course. That's the best kind of sex. Jail sex? Jail sex is great sex.
I'm
jail
gonna
sex
have
is the best
to take
sex
your,
ever.
I'm gonna have to take
you,
your word for it.
Take my word for it. Jail sex is great sex. I mean, my God, a lot of things goes on in jail sex. It's great sex. Don't have time.
Brian,
I mean, they even got a curtain where there's a vase and a plastic flower for romance, and you're in that trailer for a couple of hours. Damn, butts up and let's get going. He's doing time inside her. That's what he's doing. He's doing life. Once somebody stop me, so I don't go any further than that because it's so
yeah.
Disgusting.
You said a lot of
thank
you. Said a lot of things.
Yeah,
there.
I know. I did say a lot of things.
You I
know,
don't think
I'm
you can really
thug.
Walk a lot of that back.
No, I
think
can't.
That
I'm
kind
a thug.
Of irredeemable. Yeah, you're just gonna have to live with that forever.
The first time I went to jail, I'll tell you this: the first time I went to jail.
This motherfucker. Okay, somebody start playing the banjo.
No, I never went to jail. I'm not. I got to quit kidding. No, stop it. I never went to jail. Pat's gonna say, stop.
Everybody believed you.
Yeah, they did because it's not hard to believe.
They're like,
yeah,
you,
I know.
No, yeah, Brian is terrible. He definitely saw some stuff.
Yeah, I saw some stuff.
This man should
be locked up
by default.
Actually, I worked on the other side of the bars. As
oh, my God. You were a CO?
Yeah, I was. Well, only briefly. Yeah, can you imagine that?
Once a CO, always a CO. Irredeemable
no,
in the streets.
Not.
You lost
no,
all
not.
Your street cred.
No, yeah, I did. As soon as I adopted
care,
a bunny, as soon as I adopted a bunny as my pet, nobody wanted to hang
what
around
the
with
hell?
Me.
What did you name that bunny, though? What did you name that bunny? It's important. What did you
Jessica?
Name that bunny?
Jessica? I named it Jessica.
I hate you so much right now.
Jessica Rabbit.
This motherfucker, he, yeah, I know, I remember that movie. You are the worst person I've ever spoken to.
What a cute buddy. Oh, okay, so that's what's going on with her. That's what's going on with her. She visited him. She made that little, the prison sex.
She took it in the crevice. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she's doing. And she's smiling in a Mercedes. She smiled at him. She appeared in court several times. The officers had to hold reporters back. Despite her filing for divorce from her husband, Porley smiled at him as he left the courtroom. According to the attorney, she may have visited him in jail. I already read that. She doesn't believe he's committed bullshit. Michael Brown said, I don't know who Michael Brown, the newspaper also reported that the court appearance came just one day after the news emerged that Hoomerman, who was the dude, he filed documents to make Europe the sole owner of their Long Island home. Humor is next quarter. So there you go. That's the best. But you know what? And the news is capitalizing on it. And you guys will, it'll be on Netflix. And you know you guys will be watching this. This guy,
I just want to point out how important it is to realize that women lie. I want everyone to remember
that.
Well,
they do. Well, here, and if you don't remember the murders, because some of you guys
he was a Long Island murderer. He killed a bunch of people and he dropped them off of the side of his estate. There was a small like area off to the side. They had trailers and stuff, and it was like a quarter mile south of that on Long Island, and he dumped a bunch of bodies there.
I think you are.
Brian left?
No, I'm right here. My mic dumped me. I'm trying to say hello. But whatever you said, I'm going to go on top of that.
No.
He was suspected of killing prostitutes. And
he did kill prostitutes.
He's allegedly...
About a quarter mile south of that trailer park on Long Island, they found three bodies, and then they found a fourth later.
Right. Right. The cat knows. The cat knows. Cat was there.
The cat knows everything. That goddamn
cat
demon cat.
The demon cat.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm allergic
cat
to cats. I hate. I'm sorry. I'm allergic to cats. I hate them by nature.
Do not call Mr. Fred.
Actually,
a demon cat.
Mine's hypoallergenic. I'm allergic to.
You're allergic to cats, and you have a cat.
It's a Bengal. It's hypoallergenic.
Oh, it's one of those hairless cats, those weird ones.
No.
Okay. No, I'm just gonna stick with dogs.
They're not hypoallergenic.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna stick with dogs forever. That's my cure. That's my cure.
Cats freak me out because you can stare at a cat and they'll still stare at you. They won't turn their head or anything. If you're watching a cat, they just stare at you. It's like, what the
frick
are you doing, cat?
You know what happens when I stare at my dog? He starts wagging his tail.
Right.
He has emotion because he is he's a pet.
And you know what you got to watch out for cats? When they twitch their ear. You can stare at a cat and then they'll twitch their ear. That's when shit's going to happen. That's when shit's going to happen. That's almost like a gunfighter.
That's when they start haunting
you. Squinting his eyes.
That's when they start haunting you.
That's when they get their...
You guys are talking out of your ass.
Don't, they
no,
kinda,
seriously,
you hear their,
I'm,
their
I
left
am a
ear kind of twitches. That's where cats do their damage. That's when they attack you. There has been things that cats have taken over a house and ate the owner with the other cat friends.
After the owner died.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that story? Have you guys heard that? I don't know if it's a legend story, Pat. Have you heard that story? That this person, it was an older person, had like, I don't know, 50 cats in the house. And the cats were starving and eventually ate her.
That's a fire hazard by default, by the way. I hope
right.
Somebody else was doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that happens, Brian. That happens.
No, that's, does it true? Does that happen?
Yes,
it does happen. A cat will eat you?
Yeah.
After
well,
3 days, if they don't have
not
food.
Feeding them.
After
yeah,
3 days, if they have no food, they look
wow.
at you as a source of meat. Yeah.
I guess that makes news because usually we eat the pussy, but when the pussy eats us, it makes news. Yeah.
And that's why Brian is a terrible person.
Tough
Keep
room.
On with the story, there, bud. What were you talking about?
This is a tough room. I'm not giving you guys my good jokes anymore. I'm going to save them for people who pay.
You're not even funny.
Right.
Who told you you were funny?
I did, and that's all that counts.
That's
all right,
an
here
LA,
we go.
Exactly. An L.A. person told himself he was funny.
That's right. Well, here you go. Listen, here's the news on these two people and the killer here.
There we go. In the Gilgo Task Force to announce the indictment of defendant Rex Andrew Heerman.
Sex workers found tied up, their bodies wrapped in camouflage burlap, dumped near Gilgo Beach on New York's Long Island.
When I took office in January of 2022, I made Gilgo a priority.
The Gilgo Beach murders traumatized and captivated Long Island just east of New York City for more than a decade. Now the suspect, as unthinkable as the murders themselves.
This is a shock, like I said, 29 years here. I mean, I've seen some things.
Rex Heuerman, 59, charged with three murders. Today, the investigation continuing, he faces a possible fourth murder charge. Investigators say they identified Heuerman using DNA from the bodies of the victims and from witness descriptions of him and the car he drove. Investigators obtained hundreds of search warrants and subpoenas linking Heuerman to temporary burner phones and fake email accounts. Investigators allege he used them to communicate with his victims, taunt the family of one of them, and search for information related to the investigation into the long unsolved murders.
We recognize that these crimes may have happened years ago, but that pain continues.
Investigators' biggest break came when they were surveilling Heuerman at his Midtown Manhattan office. He was eating pizza and discarded it in a public trash can. DNA from the pizza crust, say investigators, linked Heuerman to the murders. Heuerman has been charged with the murders of Melissa Barthelemy, Amber Lynn Costello, and Megan Waterman, all sex workers, all in their 20s. The investigation is continuing, and he has also been named as a suspect in the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes. In all, there were 11 bodies found in and around Gilgo Beach, only three and possibly a fourth now linked to one alleged killer. So far, investigators say they made the arrest now because they feared Heuerman could strike again.
One of the reasons why we had to take this case down was we learned that the defendant was using these alternate identities and these alternate instruments to continue to patronize sex workers.
Rex Heuerman has pled not guilty and insists through his lawyer that he's innocent. He is an unlikely suspect, a husband, father of two, an architect working in Manhattan, dealing with arcane building codes. In February 2022, he was even interviewed about his job for a YouTube show.
Rex Heuerman, I'm an architect. I'm an architectural consultant. I'm a troubleshooter, born and raised on Long Island.
As for the several other victims found near Gilgo Beach, many of their family members hope this will lead to answers about their loved ones. Were they victims? As well.
I'm hopeful for the future, and I'm hopeful that a connection is made.
There you go. I mean, if I was a defense attorney, I could easily explain that. The DNA on a pizza box. Well, I don't know if I can because she was dead. But you, what
yeah.
is the coincidence that you hired a prostitute and your DNA is in her?
Just don't mess with prostitutes at all. Don't kill them either.
Well,
you know?
They were usually fair game because nobody's going to be looking for them. and they're sex workers, and nobody gives a shit about them.
Why would you?
No, it's true.
No. Oh, don't
is
be
it,
terrible. How about
no,
that?
No, no, no. I'm not
I
being
think,
terrible, but it's true.
No, I'm just. It, I know. No, I'm talking about individual human behavior. Don't engage in that kind of crap, and also don't kill people. Is that
well,
fair?
Well, I mean, I'm not. They are workers, and I don't want them to lose their customers. You should engage in Prostitution Day, which is, I think, is every other Thursday. Help the caseworkers, but don't kill
and
them.
Brian
treat them
is
right.
Going to help.
Treat your whole right. Treat your whole
and
right.
Brian is definitely going to hell. That's
I am not. They're business women. They're business women.
No,
good.
That's the oldest trade
safe.
In the world that goes
well,
back
okay.
to Babylon.
I want them
don't
safe.
Participate. Don't participate
no.
in sin.
No, traffic it. That's why they call it sex trafficking. It's Friday. We just got paid. There's a lot of traffic to get to the hoe. Save
what
the hoe.
What is wrong with you?
The hoe?
Great ass.
I encourage it.
And you got your head.
Tell this
all
man how
happened.
Wrong he is.
I think prostitution, if this is what a woman wants to do,
no.
what's the difference between
no,
her doing
women.
That? No, wait. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between her doing that, then you go to a strip joint and she's charging you $20 and the house takes 10% of that as you grinding your crotch and you're dry humping some guy in a private room, and that's legal. Come on, man.
What is
man.
Stopping her from reading a book?
No. I'm serious. Right, Pat, do you agree with me? I mean, you can go to a strip joint
what
and you can pay
her
$20. No, you pay her $20. I think it's $20. I don't know what it is now. You pay her $20. She'll grind you.
Inflation,
you
Ryan, is $500.
You're right. It could be. But on a serious note, what's the difference? And that's legal. And the house gets part of that. So if you have somebody to come over and have – and why do the government have to be in your business anyway? I'm not for that. I think a woman should sell her body and sell it proud. I really think she should. Give. I think she should sell her body
you
to charity.
You understand you're contradicting
have...
a lot of your points right now, right?
No.
Why does the government
How am I
need
doing
to be involved?
That?
Why does
the government
need to be involved?
They do not need to be involved in a woman's body.
If no,
I
why,
can't
they,
be
why does
a
the government
body, the
need
government...
to be involved in any exchange between people?
Well, No. You're painting a broad.
No,
I'm not. I am
no,
saying
I'm,
this specific
I'm saying,
thing.
This
I'm
specific
saying that the
thing,
government
yes.
should not control a person and what they, their choices.
I think it's
of,
very sad that women end up in those scenarios where they think that they have
why?
To sell their body.
Why is it sad?
Because.
I don't think it's sad.
Because
Look
if
at Kim
my
Kardashian.
Daughter ends up selling her body, I'm going to end up being a human hunter.
Why? I mean, it's
because
a business.
I don't care about
I'm
your
gonna
nonsense.
Go, no, I'm not
going to
go with your
ideas.
Daughter. That's not. I don't want to get personal with the daughter. I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
but
in
that's
general.
Somebody's daughter. That's somebody's daughter.
So? That's somebody's daughter that I screwed last night, and then I spanked her on the ass,
you
and I sent her home in an Uber.
You didn't do that, though. You didn't do
I
that.
I did.
That
I
didn't
could
happen.
Have.
That didn't. That
it did.
You
in
could
my
have.
Imagination,
that
I did
might
it
have
a lot,
happened
and I used
in
to
an
do
alternate,
it.
Rea-
I,
in an
oh,
alternate
sir.
Reality.
Sir.
In the multiverse that happened.
Back in the day, I did a lot of that. Now I'm with somebody for over a lot of period of times, and I still spank her and send her home, but her home has to be here.
You send her,
all right.
You spank her and send her back to the
yeah, city. I'm going to send you home. I live here, honey. Okay. Okay.
And yeah, you just go. You just go over there. I'll make you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, just,
yeah
I'll
I got
just
you.
Go in the other room. And take that. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Take that. Yeah. No, no, I think that's very sad. I think that's a ridiculous thing that you don't.
Okay. I don't think it's
if I can swear to you, like I have a daughter and I have a son and I
sure,
have nieces.
Sure.
If any of them end up on the block and any of that crap happens, I'm going to become a lunatic.
Well,
unforgivable
I'm gonna tell you
what
something.
I will do.
with
I
no,
hear you.
You're not, no,
but
no,
you know what's more.
No, you need to hear me on this.
You know what?
Because I'm going to hunt
you.
People.
I understand.
There's no walking
you mean, like,
away from that.
Taxi Driver, the movie. But you know.
No, I'm talking about Rambo.
I understand. But you know what's worse than that is having your kid in show business to be exposed to the drugs and the sex and the perverts. And,
why the hell would I?
Because some people think it's glamorous to have your kids go into modeling and acting. I'm just saying
I think you have a Los Angeles mindset, and I'm in the Midwest.
Okay. Midwest, you watch TV? You got reality shows there. I've seen them. I've seen the Housewives of the Midwest.
They have
three boobs.
That was the Housewives of the Midwest.
I've seen them.
You've seen them?
I've seen them. Housewives of the Midwest. Look at this.
You were over there watching the Housewives of Omaha.
They're fighting over the crops.
In Des Moines.
Des Moines. Oh, my God. They're fighting over potatoes.
Say potatoes. You know what that is.
Potatoes.
That's a racial slur. A racial slur.
I don't think so. I'm saying that if your daughter ends up doing that,
you failed miserably as a parent.
No. I guess you have to have a cutoff. Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you. Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask a question. I think there's a cutoff where I'm no longer responsible for my daughter's decisions. And the cutoff is when she leaves my house. I don't care how old she is. If she's 28 and leaves my house, I am no longer responsible for her decisions. And whatever happens, happens. I gave her the best I could give her. I gave her all the rules. I gave her all the information and the wisdom that I have. Whatever decision she makes. And if she wants to be a hoe, she's a hoe. I invite her over for Christmas, and she'll have more money to spend on Papa for his new car. But it's her decision. I think parents have to stop parenting.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I'm saying my statement is parents have to stop parenting when the kid leaves the house. Pat, do you agree with me, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. So you're not responsible for their irresponsible decisions when they're gone from the house and they're grown-ass people. Thank you, Pat.
You do realize that if your kid is out there tricking, then you failed to raise them in the first place, right?
Of course, but my kid's not out tricking them.
No, ma'am, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking directly to this mofo.
if my daughter
is out there tricking, I'm going to burn a city down.
Now, see, that's why you should be in jail. If I found out in a gossip magazine that my daughter's a hoe, it's her decision. Whatever
is it your daughter?
Yeah,
really?
I didn't feel as an adult.
You have the opportunity as a parent from the beginning. You know that your wife is pregnant, you or your girl, whatever. That I don't know what people are doing these days. I knew that when my wife was pregnant with my son. I was like, okay, I have to raise that young buck to be a man in this world. Okay. And then she got pregnant again, and she had a girl. And I was like, okay, I have to be somebody that she can look at and say, okay, this is my metric. I have to look for somebody like my dad in the way that he treats my mom. Everything outside of that, I have no tolerance or respect for. If you're anybody, I'm not talking about you as an individual. I'm saying that if there are girls on the street, it's because their parents didn't give a crap about them at all. I don't care if they were 17 when they started or 23 when they started. I don't care.
I disagree. Wait a minute. Hold on, Josh. Hold on.
404, yes, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello.
Hey there, Brian. It's good. We haven't spoken in some time. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Who am I talking to?
This is Big Meech from Atlanta. We haven't spoken
Big
in
Meech!
Years.
Big Meech. Love you, dude. I miss you, Big Meech. How are you?
I am all of the above and beyond. I had to get in on this conversation because I have to respectfully disagree with your guest here.
Right.
It is not the parent's fault if the child becomes a dancer or a stripper or even a hoe. That's not the parent's fault at all. What that is that's all on the individual. Now, let's put a couple of caveats on that. If this child is doing this and they're still at home with the parent and they're doing this on the nightly thing or whatever, and there's this covert operation going on because they got enticed by the streets and the parents are not paying attention to their child, that's one thing. The flip side of that is if this child has gone on and they're using this as a means to get out, a means to get over, you know, life done crumble down on them, whatever, and they see this as an option to make some quick money fast or whatever. That has nothing to do with the parents. It's not about whether the parents had fucked them over or was bullshitting them. That has nothing to do with the parents. Only thing that's coming out of your mouth, sir, is the fact that how you think that's going to embarrass you. Everything that child there, my child out there, I'm going to burn it down because you mad about something you either did or did not do or how your child is a reflection on you. That ain't got nothing to do with you or the child. You don't like their decisions. Look at your life and everything that you have done that your parents didn't want you to do, but you did it anyway because this was your life. And as an adult, you made your own decisions. And you
can
did whether your mom or daddy said, I didn't want to be bothered with this or not. Son, you shouldn't do that. And you said, I'm going to do it anyway. Especially when you became a grown-ass man and went out on your own. That had nothing to do with your parents. That has everything to do with you and your decisions. And one of the things that we do not know is the path or the journey that we're all supposed to be on. Everybody's walk and life is different. We don't know why they went down that journey. We don't know what God has in store for them. We don't know any of that. All we know is we don't like their decision. And, okay, you made your bed, so you lie in it. And that's where it is. If that's the road you're going down, like my mother always told me, I'm with you when you're right. But if you're wrong, I'm not going to stand by you. I've never been to jail. Well, not locked up. I did some shit when I was a kid. But my mother let them keep me there because it was my ass. And she was like, no, I don't support that. If you do something wrong and you have to go to jail, your ass will sit there. I'm not coming to get you because that's something you did.
Can I respond to
that? That has nothing to do with you.
Yes, sir, it does.
Well, I'm sorry
yes,
if you
sir,
feel
it
that way. But, again, if you feel it has something to do with you, then all of that is because of either your strictness or how you're trying to raise your children, and then how the embarrassment of what you think that's going to do to you and your family, how folks are going to talk about you. That's the only thing that comes down to that. Because if you're trying – I'm going to put that in the same category as the government trying to tell women about abortions. Oh, no, you can't have abortion. This is my body. I don't care about this, your body. It's in that same wheelhouse.
Okay. Can I respond to that accordingly?
You may.
All right. It's not that complicated. I was raised to believe that you should never do anything to embarrass yourself, your family, and your community.
Okay. And you just supported my point. So if the daughter is on the pole, then she becomes an embarrassment to you.
She just embarrassed herself, her family.
And who's to say she's embarrassed? If she chose to go in it, then that's her decision.
No,
that's not an embarrassment to you.
It's not about the individual. If you embarrass yourself, that's one thing. But when you step outside of that and you embarrass your family, and you step outside of that again and you embarrass your community, there's several different metrics when it comes to that.
Oh, so basically what you, and I hear you, so you just supported the point. Everything about that child or whatever, regardless of what her decision is, if it goes against what you believe and you feel it's an embarrassment, then she's wrong, and that's what it is, because I'm not supposed to embarrass my family. And
you
that,
do
and
understand
that
I'm also
folks that
saying
that
he,
way.
He and
I'm sorry?
She. My son and my daughter.
I'm sorry, say
going,
it again.
I'm saying that my son and my daughter live by my code because they live in my house.
But
I raised
but
them.
But we're not saying if they live in your house. We just said exclude that. And I said that earlier.
I can't exclude. I'm sorry, bud.
Once they move out and create
their own
home.
Once they move out.
It's just like this. I live in my own house. When I lived with my mother, it was, you do as I say because it's my house. If you can't follow my rules, get your ass out and go make your own home. And that meant when my mother came to my house, my rules applied. You don't, I respected my mother. Like when I drink and carry, if my mother came into my house and I had a cocktail or whatever, I wouldn't drink the cocktail in front of my mother out of respect. But she knew that her time at my house was limited because I'm in my element. Okay, but that's in my house. Now, at her house, I didn't bring alcohol to her house because that was her house. And what you're saying is they live by my code because they're in my house. That's a whole different ball game. But once they move out and stand up on their own and got their own bills to pay or whatever, as you know, as an adult, life happens. And bullshit come down the pipeline, baby. And sometimes we have to do things and make the choices.
Do you understand my responsibility to them?
You're talking to a parent, so I understand responsibility.
I'm talking about my responsibility to my children. Do you understand my responsibility
as a parent,
to them?
And I got all that, but as your responsibility as a parent, the minute they become adults and get out of your house and out of your space and live on their own terms, that's not your responsibility anymore.
Yeah, you're talking about their later years. My kids are young bucks right now. Do you know what my responsibility as a parent is?
Damn it, you missed the point. I just said that
no,
in the
I'm
beginning
not,
when
I'm not
I started
missing
this
the point.
Off.
No, my entire responsibility is to introduce several avenues for them to choose from, and hopefully they'll pick one that makes them happy. Probably not,
okay,
because we're humans. We make bad decisions,
yes,
all the
I
time.
Yes, I know, but Miss,
I'm not
name,
going to.
I'm
Joshua.
This
what's
is Josh. Josh, wait. Let me introduce everybody.
Big Meech is our friend. He's one of our morning crew. He took a vacation. I'm glad he's back. Hello, Big Meech. Hello. I'm glad you're back.
Mr. Josh.
And
I
Josh.
Josh
is here. And you have Pat in the room, too. Pat is our tarot card reader. So, Big Meech, before you leave, it's now tradition that you must get your tarot card read before you leave.
Oh, that's why I haven't had a good reading in a minute. But, okay. But, Mr. Josh.
Okay.
Yes, everything that you have just said, now that I understand that these are smaller children, you missed my point when I said in the beginning of the state, if they're still at home under your rule of thumb, that's a whole different ceremony. That's a whole different set of circumstances because you are responsible for guiding them. And I get it when you say, if my daughter turns out that way, well, they're still at home. And that's what I said. When, if they're doing something covert and you're not paying attention to your children and don't know what's going on under your roof, then yes, that is the parent's fault. Because you got so invested outside to where you're not paying attention to what's going on in the house. But once children become adults and leave the nest and create their own, that's no longer your responsibility. And that's what Brian and I were saying. You never said in the beginning of this diatribe, you never said that these are children and they're still at home with me. That didn't come out of your mouth. Now that it
opens up a bigger
perspective now. And I get your point, and I stand with you with your point because they're still at home and you're still
under
your rule of thumb. So I agree at
when,
that point.
When I am 60 years old and they're in their 20s or 30s, I promise you, I will still be guiding them in certain ways, and I'm still going to try to lead them on the best path possible.
Well,
my kids are
going to
be my kids forever.
Stop. a parent's job, they're going to be your kids forever and a day. Even when you leave this earth, they're still your children. At the same time, when they become adults, the burden and the responsibility of guiding their lives is no longer yours. You could still give opinions. You could still give your perspective on life. You could still advise them. They may still come to you for wisdom. But the ultimate decisions become theirs once they leave your home.
Yes, the ultimate decision does become theirs. But I think this is actually the root cause of the downfall of civilization in the Western world is that we are no longer guiding each other in a family mode. We aren't family anymore. You have your grandmothers, your aunts, your cousins, you have your brothers and sisters, you have all these people, and they're just people. They're spread out all over the place. Nobody knows anything about anything. I'm trying to
ensure... a lot of that comes from us because we have not made the investment to understand family, especially when we have not taken the time to invest in family. And I'm going to say something that's going to be very controversial, but that's me. Whenever we have
Brian, write this down.
Whenever we got people who got 16 kids and 15 daddies and none of them have the same last name, yeah, how do we have family? Whenever we do, do not let the village help raise the community, because they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, when the village has become the villain and I got to protect my kid from the village, then we don't have family. We do not, and it's become a dog-eat-dog world, and I don't like dogs, so shit, I guess I need to starve myself to death, right? Because that there is what's going on, and that there is us. We become afraid and scared of ourselves. And I'm prime example. I'm 53. I'll be 54 in March, and I don't know my neighbors in my community, a handful of them. I don't know these folks, and I don't want to know them. Why? Because they're assholes, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't agree with how they live.
Why are they assholes?
Why are they assholes? Because, in my opinion, and the way how I see them, how they carry themselves, how they treat the community. I look at how they throw the trash and stuff out here. We got a big old trash bin, and there's more trash on the ground than it is in the bin because you're too lazy to pick the thing up and lift up the lid and throw the trash in the lid versus you just going to throw it on the ground.
So you're saying that it's important to maintain your community and not be terrible, and your neighbor should do the same.
Okay, so as you're trying to say that, I just said I agree with your point. I agree with your point earlier.
Right.
So
yes, sir.
We're getting off the point here. The point is, and I agree with Big Meat, is that when does a parent, and I don't know what the age is, because nowadays, I don't know about you guys, but in California, it's so expensive to live. And we got GZ, what do they call it, Generation Z, living with their parents till they're 40. So don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, my father...
Millennials.
My father at 18... If you're 19 years old in my day, and somebody said you're living with your parents, you would be laughed out of that town. You know what I mean? They think something's wrong with you. But you do have people who are now 24, 25 years old.
40.
Living in your home.
Mm-hmm.
When do you stop being a parent... and let that person, even though they're living in your home, you're an adult, and treat them like a damn adult? You better get a job.
I left home at 16. I don't understand this behavior either. I left home at 16. I don't understand.
Here's where it is. Because we have – it's two different dynamics that's going on with that, Brian.
Right.
One, let's excuse the dynamic of life happened and I had a fire – lost my job at this and another to where I had to go back home because that was a place of respite so I could get refooted. You know, let's take that out of the equation because the pandemic showed us a lot of that. When the stock market crashed, it showed us a lot of that where folks had to go back home out of sheer necessity. Let's remove them. Let's talk about those who never left. Okay, those who never left and never got up to go make a world for themselves and carry on. And the parents accepted that. The parents allowed that because of whatever.
Right.
Either they were smothering their kids or felt as though, you know, because I wasn't home when you were growing up and I didn't give you everything, I'm a B.
And what happens is, especially if they're coming from either single-parent household or either by choice or by death, in case the spouse, one of the parents passed on, if they're coming from single-parent households, and the child, the parent feels as though I need to do this to save this, or I want to, I don't want to be alone and this, that, and the other, and the parent make those concessions, then that's up to the parent to decide what's going on. I had to go back home a couple of times with my mom, okay? But as long as I had responsibilities, I had to pay the rent, I had to pay utilities, yeah, I had my own room, but it was still my mother's house, and I still had to be respectful. I couldn't do what I wanted to do because it wasn't my house. Mm-hmm. You know, and even though I paid rent and paid utilities, it was still her house. She was still my mother. So if those boundaries have not been established when the kids are little, then it becomes a free-for-all, because by the time the child becomes an adult, if you don't have the reins on that, then, yeah, your kid's going to walk all over you. And that's what Josh is saying. They up under my house. They in my – so it's my rule of thumb, and I get that wholeheartedly. So that's what you have to do, set the boundaries and this, that, and the other, so that you produce productive citizens, so when they go out, they're ready to tackle the world. You've got to prepare them. And I don't think that we prepare kids to tackle the world anymore. We're so busy trying to shield them and think that we're protecting them by not letting them bump their head or whatever. So we don't create a little punk. We're a bunch of punks.
Well, you know what,
you're right,
Big Meech, but there is a caveat here. The world is not our world anymore. The world has changed.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Say that again.
The world is not our world anymore. The world has changed.
Yes, it is.
And we have to adapt to it. The world just let me say it. The world that we know, Big Meech, is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
The
attitude is gone, meaning that
it's because you give up on it that it's gone.
No, you're not listening. I'm not giving up on it. I'm saying that we have to realize that the millennials and the other people think differently than we do. They run the world now. They are now 35, 40 years old.
That's not true.
That is true.
Well,
the millennials are now your bankers, your doctors.
Here's something
to
consider.
Yeah. I mean,
finish your point.
The millennials are now your doctors. They are now your accountants. They run the world. They're now tech people.
Right.
They deal with your credit. They know how to hack a thing, hack the system. We're dealing with people like Facebook. We never had Facebook when we were a kid. We got smartphones.
Right.
We got smart TVs. This is not our world. We're visiting this world. We're learning this world. We're trying to catch up on this world. And this world has different ideas. So we keep thinking to raise our children back in the day when our parents raised us, and you got to remember when our parents raised us, they were a generation or two generations before us. And they're teaching us old school ways, and we're learning that shit. and we're looking at these kids now, and they're living at home at 24, 25. We could easily say, man, our asses were out at 17. Well, this is a different world now. Man, we got AI. We got smartphones. We got kids who are working from home. We don't even go to the office
anymore.
We got cars parking itself. But go ahead, Big Meech. Go ahead.
Right. Let's examine what you just said.
Right.
Because the world's supposed to be different. Because as our children grow and become productive adults and productive citizens, we keep saying the children are the future, right? Well, of course they are, because they have different ideas and all of that. So the world is going to change. The problem is that we did not change with it. We did not stay up on it so that we can help guide them and motivate them and care. No, what we have done was we thought it was out of our hands and we let it be. So when they started running amok, we don't know how to rein it in because we never took the time to learn it. We never learned their language. We never learned how to do this, this, and this because we took our hands off of it. So now if it's running amok, we have ourselves to thank for, because those are our kids. And then
right.
our kids started having kids. So our kids are learning because they didn't want to be us. Remember, we said the same
exactly.
thing when we were kids. We didn't want to be like our parents. So now
right.
they didn't want to be us. And so now with technology, with the Facebook, with the social media, with the
right.
AI, with
right.
all the technology, now we have a whole different world that has a whole nother language that we don't know. I mean, look at let's go as simple as a cell phone, okay? If you show the child a rotary phone with the little similar thing that you know, when we had to do
mm-hmm.
the little dial and it went all
mm-hmm.
the way around, if you show somebody one of them damn phones, they look at you like, what the hell is that? Well, that was
right.
our technology. You know,
but
now we got smartphones that we're the Jetsons because we could talk and FaceTime. And that was the technology today was cartoon to us back in the day.
And we got our
that
kids,
was entertainment back in the day.
You're right. And we got our millennials who are having Z gears, Generation Z kids. They're already in technology age. And to raise them as 1980 as our parents did or 1990 as our parents did to raise our kid, and we're thinking this is the way it's going to be, we're so far, we haven't caught up with, we can't even discipline our kids anymore like we did in 1990 or 2000. You can't hit your kid. You can't
right.
spank your kid. They get on the phone right now going, you know what, my dad just hit me. Uh-huh. He lives right here. Oh, how long are you going to be here? Okay. Uh-huh. You see, that's the world.
And that's because we have empowered their voices, but we have not balanced it out.
Thank
see, when we were kids, you know, Dr. Spock came out with the book, and
right.
everybody was trying.
Right.
Dr. Spock, who didn't have kids of his own, was trying to tell folks with children how to raise kids. Okay,
right.
And so then everybody thought he was an expert and trying to tell me how to raise a child, and you don't have one, and you're not living with them, and we're shaping personalities. That then was a farce. But then now we are 2.0 because now we done gave children the ability to have opinions and to validate their opinion
too much.
So they were adults,
right?
Because we let them have opinions like they are adults. Okay.
Right.
And then we empower them to the point to where they can't be challenged, and they have all the rights, and they strip the parents of disciplining their kids and carrying on, because now discipline got to be time out or this or another. And I wish
exactly.
one of mine ever raised their voice and call me out of my name. My name is not Demetrius to you. My name is Daddy. My name is Father. You better not ever
mm-hmm.
call me out of those two names that you mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
and our kids,
we have a lot of folks who do that.
Right. And when did our kids become our best friends? And when did they tell us what to wear, what to do and everything? You see, so this world is different. And, Josh, I think you are young. I understand what you're saying. But
you're not trying to have
they
me
still,
participate
they,
in this conversation.
But they still have the basic. But you still,
okay.
no matter how advanced our world is, there's still the basic politeness that you can instill in your kids, the basic morals that you could put into your kids, and you still do that. That still goes, no matter how weird this world is. The
if you want me to not
you.
Talk, go ahead and tell me.
But I'm saying,
what's that, Josh?
Once,
oh,
when
I'm
do,
sorry,
when do you stop
I didn't
being,
think I was allowed.
When, Josh, when do you stop being a parent? When does a parent stop parenting? And I say the same thing.
Parents
as soon
stop
as they
parenting.
Leave. They stop parenting as soon as you leave the house.
Don't
You've done
anything,
everything
okay.
you did. You cross your fingers.
That's what
You're
we're
hoping
doing.
That you did the best job you could. But their decisions after they leave the house, where the kind of apartment they want, the roommate that they want, the school that they want to go to, this is what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to leave
well,
the
I,
house,
I,
and
I,
they're supposed to become a person.
I'm going to put a caveat on that, Brian.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to put a caveat on that because I don't know. A parent doesn't stop parenting because you never stop parenting. What it is, the responsibility is not on you anymore. Once the child leaves your home and go out into the world as an adult, that responsibility is no longer yours. Now, that's your baby. So you're going to want to make sure that you're out there and that they can always come to you for whatever. Okay, I'll give you an example. It was the dead of winter. I was still home in Detroit, and my coat, I tell you, I was in between jobs, and my lovely old lovely trench coat, honey, was ruined, okay? But I didn't have any money to buy a coat. So I kept sewing it up and carrying on. I'm double or triple layering the coat because it was the warmest thing I had. So I put jackets on up under it. And my mother saw me like that, right? And now I'm on my own and carrying on. And my mother went out and bought me a coat. And I looked at her. I said, Mama, I didn't need you to do that. She said, you steal my baby, and you needed a coat, and that was bothering me. And I graciously right. accepted, but I was like, Mama, you don't have to do that because I'm a grown man now. That's it's my responsibility. But as a parent, she saw me right. hurting and saw me that I couldn't. And so she went, okay. oh, that didn't change. But the mm-hmm. responsibility of you go do as I say or I'm going to beat your ass, no.
Right.
That's what's mm-hmm. changed because you're no longer mm-hmm. under my roof. As an adult, you, especially when mm-hmm. you got the right to vote, you could go buy alcohol and liquor and carry on. I've given you all the tools. I've told you don't do drugs. I said you can't drink like that because being drunk or whatever, you can't. You don't lose. I've given you all the tools. Now, when you go out there and you're trying to party with your friends or life done beat you up and you're trying to cope and you decide to go down those particular paths, I'm not responsible for that because that's a decision that you made. And that's where, you know, I'm still your parent, but I'm not going to support no habits. I'm not going to support all of that because that's not what we do.
Now, do you disagree with that, Josh? Well, okay. And Josh, go ahead. I know you wanted something to say. I just wanted to hear Big Meats. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, no. Apparently I'm not allowed to speak. Go ahead, bud.
Okay, well, we'll go on.
Yeah.
But we'll go on. I can't make you talk, Josh. This is a forum where it's a radio show, and we
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, I know.
Are your feelings
it.
Hurt, Josh? Is your feelings hurt?
Do you want me to say mean words? You know how easily mean words come to people. I don't want to do
saying?
That.
What was your point?
Why are you hurt?
Your point about parenting was what, Josh?
Yeah.
My point
because
about parenting
I'm agreeing
is
with
that
you on a lot of
you,
stuff that you said, but you had another point to make. What was it?
If you are going to bring kids into this world, you are going to raise them. If you fail to raise them properly, they're going to end up in bad situations. You can raise them properly and they can end up in bad situations, but if you raise them properly, it's more than likely that they'll end up in good situations. I'm not expecting everybody to hold their kid's hand throughout their entire life. I'm saying that there are a lot of places that kids end up where it is your fault as a parent if you did not do your damnedest to make sure that they avoided that situation. What we were talking about earlier, yes, it is absolutely your fault as a parent. If your kid ends up in a pole or as a prostitute, that's your fault.
I'm going to disagree with that, but
I'm fine with people disagreeing. I'm saying my daughter and my son are not going to live that life. Ever.
You don't know.
How can you guarantee that?
Let me ask you this, and I'll step out. What happens if your son or your daughter gets addicted to drugs? Is it your fault?
If my son or daughter gets addicted to what?
To drugs. They have an addiction.
Oh, opioids?
Opioids.
I'm going to send her out to Alaska. The middle of Alaska. Yes, it's my fault.
It's your fault if your son or your daughter has an addiction to drugs? It's your fault.
Yes. Yes. I failed as a parent.
Okay. Wow.
And,
I'm
trying to understand this failed as a parent because I'm gay, and I know my parents wrestled with that for a minute, honey. It was my fault. No. No, it's nobody's fault. This just happened to be me. Okay? But they wrestled with that. So I'm trying to understand where does the fault come in? Because if you've done everything, especially how you're talking and you done laid down the law and this is how my household is, how did it become your fault when you know you've done everything possible?
I just want
to raise productive citizens.
Meech, I just wanted to make very clear, are you comparing opioid addiction to homosexuality?
I'm just saying across the board. I'm going across the board because you said fault. It's the parent's fault. and I'm using the word
fault. How is homosexuality the fault of anybody?
You listen, okay, we're not going to play word semantics. I'm going with what you said. You said it's the parent's fault if the child turns out doing something that goes against what I teach you in the home, okay? And I can guarantee that my children are not going to do X, Y, and Z. What is the fault? Because if you've done everything that you know to do as a parent to raise your children to where you've given them all of the tools that they need to be productive, to know that they're not going to fall into these particular traps, yet they do so anyway, what is the fault? How is it your fault? How do you say, oh, I failed? What is that connection? That's what I'm trying to get to.
The connection is my responsibility. I'm sorry?
Josh, if they're over 20, you basically have to let them do what they're doing and give them guidance. But there's nothing you can really do.
I agree.
If any of my kids end up on the street doing that crap, no. I refuse to allow that in my – no, that's not possible. I'm not doing that.
You think it's funny until people are fucking dead, man.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Let's respect it for what it is because he's very adamant about it. But because he can't articulate the other half of it, that means that he's stuck there because that's all
he
knows.
You
because
understand
right now,
that if it – no, the reality of the situation is I'm going to teach them. I'm going to give them opportunities. I'm going to show them several avenues. They're going to pick an avenue, maybe another avenue, maybe another avenue along the way. They're never going to be out there doing that crap. And if they end
you
up going
say,
out there doing
that
crap,
that now.
Then I'm going to be a fucking people hunter. I'm going to
you
start
can say that
game.
Now, but what
you
is
think
your
you
guarantee? Because we have
ability
so many people out there whose parents have done the same thing. I've raised my God help with the religious people. I've raised my kids like this. You're going to follow this. And in this household, it is the Lord and da-da-da-da-da. You have fallen in sin. The devil got a hold of you. What about that? Because when the people start to have their own mindset, yes,
I don't
they know
want
what
them to
them.
Not have their own mind. I want them to understand the consequences, and I will show that to them in their faces if they cross the path.
But Josh, would you be disappointed? You're so set in your ways. Would you be disappointed if they turn gay or if they're gay, and maybe they want to come up and use the pronoun?
I don't care if people are gay. I don't care if people are gay.
I just wanted to know where your limits were. But, you know, I wish you luck. Because I'm going to tell you something. You cannot protect your kids from life. And life
is going
to be people.
I'm not going to protect them from life. I intend
saying,
on sending
no,
them
no,
to horrible places.
What I'm trying to say is in life, you're going to meet people like Pat. They're going to meet people like me. They're going to meet people like Big Meech. They're going to meet people like
awesome.
A lot of people. But
that's
what I'm
awesome.
Trying to say is I hope – I know you're saying it sarcastically, but I hope –
No, I'm not saying that sarcastically. I'm saying that if they end up tricking, I'm going to hunt people, and people are going to not be around
anymore.
But
why would you hunt them down? Because –
Because people
say,
need to understand something when it comes to my kids,
tricking,
my family.
It's not – but if they're tricking, it's not the guy's fault.
Nothing matters more to me than my family. I do not care. I do not care about anybody else but my family.
I know,
hold
but
on,
if
hold on. Let's not, wait a minute. Let's not jump on Josh because I don't want him to feel as though we're trying to gang up on him because of his choice.
Oh, yeah, I do.
What we're trying to do is to...
No, Brian wants it. Let's go, Brian.
Time out.
I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I know that I will fuck
wrong?
Somebody up. I'm wrong because
wait.
I cannot control other people's behavior. I understand that entirely. When it comes to my family, that's a different thing. That's an entirely different thing in my own head. I understand that it's only in my own head that I can control that, and I know that
you're
I can't
wrong.
Control it.
You're a parent. Listen, Josh. You're a parent.
I'm going to throw you into a volcano.
You're a parent.
You know what? Then here's where it is, y'all. Because what we have been trying to do was trying to get him to expand his consciousness. He just answered that. He already knows. Yeah. This is all.
He knows
I know I'm wrong.
That's what I was saying. We were trying to get that point.
It doesn't change my behavior.
That's fine.
My behavior.
No, that's fine. This is what we were trying to see, Josh. I was trying to pull that out to see where you were going, but you just answered that and said, no, I know it's me. This is just how I got to rule my family because I'm that person. I'm the restrictive person. Hell no, it's not going down like that on my watch. And if it does, fuck it. I'm taking everybody out because it's not supposed to be that way. Because that's a dangerous avenue, and I don't want my children involved in that come hell or high water. I hear you, and I respect that.
Hell or high water, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Right. And your kids will be visiting you in jail because you took them out. And so they have their father doing
and
life.
He's comfortable
that's
with that.
That's ridiculous.
Y'all not catching the son.
You think they'd catch me? Get out of here. You think they'd be able to find me? Get out of here.
They'll find you. You'll be the guy wearing a
diaper
because your butt is bleeding.
I'll be on a random island in the Philippines. They'll never find me.
Yeah, they'll find you. All right, you know, when we come back, we talked about this. Wait, before we leave, Big Meech, would you like, we have Pat here. Pat, I don't know if you remember Pat. Do you remember Pat Oberlin at all, Big Meech? Oh, okay.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good, good. Would you like to have your tarot card reading?
Why not? Let's do it. I haven't had one in a minute. I'm due for one.
Okay.
Okay, just
Pat?
Give me a second. I've got to get
the
cards.
She's going to go get the cards, and Pat, tell me when to shut up so you can get the good vibration for Big Meech.
Hey,
you
Pat,
know it's
shuffle those cards good, lady.
Really good. It's difficult talking to a person's child, man. I mean, you talk about a person's child, and all of a sudden, man, I don't care what happens.
I would never speak on anybody's child, but damn, man, that stuff hits me hard.
It's a hard job.
I would. I would because, I'm part of the village. And one of the things that I will do is that I'm not going to tolerate, you know, unruly behavior. And a lot of times, and I've been this way helping my mother raise my siblings, I would challenge the parents. Anytime that if a child came up to me, especially when my little sisters were in kindergarten, first grade, and I was taking them to school, and this boy's mouth is worse than mine, the first thing I'm looking for is his mom and daddy. Where's your parents at? Do you know this boy's sitting up here cussing like this? And if they give me a neck roll, then that means, I got to beat your ass because they're getting this stupid shit from you.
Those were the old days. Those were the good old days. You can't do that anymore.
You know,
you're talking about people just being stupid.
But now everybody has gotten so sensitive about their children to where,
No, I'm not sensitive about my kids. I just promise you my kids are not going to be out there doing that nonsense, man.
They probably won't.
I'm happy.
They have nothing to worry about. But you have to understand.
I'm not worried
about it. All right. You have to understand the kids who are successful to doing that kind of thing, you know, and it's a shame. But I'm saying on the record, I am supporting you hoes out there, you hardworking prostitutes. It's a hard business.
Brian is the worst person
I
know.
I know I am. I'm giving them mad props. Can you imagine living that life?
Brian
is the worst
person. One of the things
I am supporting
this man is basically the mayor. This man is basically the mayor of New York City.
Brian, I'm going to stand behind you with that.
You are the unelected mayor of New York City.
One of the things that we cannot do there is harbor the judgment of how somebody else is making a living. Because it's hard out here for everybody. I can't judge you because you're able to find a way to get over. What I can do is encourage you to find another way, especially if the way that you chose is not necessarily working for you or has a lot of dangerous consequences. Because I know a lot of strippers and dancers and carrying on who, you know, all they want to do is dance, but then they end up having to deal with guys who want to take it a step further, want them to have sex and this and the other for the bigger dollar or the better dollar, and they put themselves in harm's way. Well, if that's not working for you, honey, then that means we got to find a way to come out of that. I know folks who they scholarships got cut off, and they had to go dance and to pay their way through school. You know, and it was a quick, so they got in it because there was an end goal, and then they came out of it. So we can't necessarily knock the hustle, But what we can do is encourage them to come out of it.
I swear to God, I'm going to pay the entire college funds of both of my kids.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's a low percentage of the people who do that kind of life. Very low percentage. And
no,
the reason
not.
Makes
but,
new.
But
yeah,
but you
it
have
is.
To understand. Did you hear his fear?
No, it is. It's like,
did you hear his
it's like
12%. Because a lot of what I hear in Josh is the fear of all of that. Don't want to, because it's so seedy and because it's so that way. And, you know, he sounds like one of the parents who believe your body is your temple. While you're on the pole, you know, for any and everybody to look at it, I taught you to save yourself from marriage. I taught you to save yourself to be a wholesome woman or a wholesome son. You know, all of that is what I hear in his voice of wanting to protect his children from that particular lifestyle. At the same time, you know, I also hear a man who also maybe may know what it is, because I don't know what you were before you got married or whatever, but you know what the dangers are. And now that you are no longer a single man and you also have a family, it's like all bets are off, because what I did as a single man, I don't want my children to be exposed to this or have to go down that road.
I understand. I
am
Pat,
Catholic.
Are you ready?
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm supposed to be hearing his voice.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, so you
want to
hear
Pat
me?
Pat has to hear Big Meech's voice so she can give him proper reading. I'm shutting up now, and you got the floor.
Okay, my darling, what is it that you need from me?
Just talk about the weather or something, because I have to hear your voice to get the vibes.
Okay. Well, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, particularly College Park, which is right here at the airport. I mean, the south side where the Huntsville Jackson Airport sits in College Park. Currently, it is supposed to get up to, 68 degrees, I think, today.
Nice.
With overcast of rain and all of that. So, you know, we've been on this roller coaster of weather here. I got to get dressed soon because I'm headed downtown for a conference. They got me a hotel room. How about that? And I'm going to take full advantage
nice.
Of it. So I'm headed for that and things of that nature. We just had our election cycle. I was a candidate for mayor here in College Park. I lost. The incumbent
nice.
Won. They handed me my ass. But at the same time, I did not fit the aesthetics of and I'll get into that that's a whole another thing. So that there is that, you know, here we're coming into 2024. My birthday is in March. So I'm less than 6 months away from being 54 and I'm about to reorganize everything about my life. So that's where I am.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. It's destiny that you're going to have new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And with the timing, you're going to be very happy. Now, you have been defensive and disappointed about things going on in the background, but, you know, you can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to. You're going to walk mm-hmm. away. Now, you have children, do you or not?
Yes and no. I don't have biological children. I've adopted kids, and three of my children have died. Recently. My son died 2 years ago, and one died 3 years ago, yeah.
Oh, that's sad, honey. Well, it's showing that they were there, like you said, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another one that's alive?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to be going through a relationship change. And, you are basically in control of your future because your imagination is going to pull in what you want.
I received that.
Pardon?
I said I received that. You just hit something. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. There will be balance. You know, it's going to be a little rough, but there will be balance. And, yes, things are going to improve for you. You will be happy with the outcome.
All right.
So the reading is, does it make sense?
You don't know how. It makes total sense. That was the confirmation that I needed, because you just hit something, because I'm working on something that just opened up everything. So, yeah, yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. If you come on another day, we'll do another one. On a different day, we'll do another one and see what it's coming up with.
Okay, that's cool. That there is cool. Because I want to see if my friend in New York comes up, because, yeah, I'm concerned about him. But I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I dabble. I hung around Pat long enough. I have seek the power. I have the power. And if you ever want a reading from me, Big Meech, I'm up to the job. It's what I do. I am an apprentice.
Meech, if you want it done at 30% capacity, Brian has got you.
I got you. Thanks for coming on, Big Meech. I know you're busy. Thanks for coming. It's great to hear your voice, man.
All right.
Really good to hear your voice.
Yeah. I wanted to chime in real quick. So, yeah, let me get ready, because I got to pack and get on downtown, honey. So I'll talk with you guys soon. Thanks, Ms. Pat. I appreciate that. And Mr.
Oh, you're welcome.
I didn't want
to
jump on you, but we eye to eye. Now that you said your piece, I hear you and I understand you completely. So I got you.
God bless you, sir.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Take care,
okay.
Big Meech.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that's Big Meech. Thanks for coming on. Big Meech is a good guy. I like Big Meech very much. The show's gone long, but we're going to do the turkey thing because it's Thanksgiving. Well, some people had their Thanksgiving. We have one here in America.
Is that what we do?
That's what we do.
Oh.
It's funny. I think Halloween took over Christmas as far as the best holiday. It seems like people enjoy Halloween more than they enjoy. Yeah. They celebrate Halloween more than they do Christmas.
Okay, I understand that you can dress up in a costume and get intoxicated, but if you can dress up in an ugly sweater and get intoxicated, that's kind of free.
All right, Freddy Krueger. But that is true.
No, actually, I have a Darth Vader ugly sweater. No, okay, get out of here.
How would I not know that? I agree with you. I bet you do.
I don't like giving you ammunition, but I just did.
I know you don't. Oh, man. Pat, what do you think of our Darth Vader here? Did you hear, he's confessing right now. Josh is confessing. he's confession. Anyway, these are things you got to do.
That's why Brian is the worst.
Hey, Josh, who's cooking? Is it going to be you or your wife, Josh? Who's cooking that turkey or the ham?
My wife is going to cook the turkey.
Okay, that would probably be safe.
I promise I'm going to baste it if it's not going to interrupt my TV time.
Yeah, really.
Oh, interrupt your TV time, eh?
All right,
yeah,
here we go.
We don't have a lot of rules.
Well, here we go. We're going to – these are the mistakes that people make, and they do it every freaking year, every year. And you cannot tell them anything. They keep doing it. Here we go.
And I have a recipe after this.
Okay. I'm sure you do. These are weird things, but are true. These are fun facts about Thanksgiving. You know, the first Thanksgiving took place in Let's give a little contest. The 1600s, the 1800s, or the 1900s. When was the first
Thanksgiving?
Back
when everything was equitable and equal at all times.
Equal? Really? Do you know what we did? Do you know what we did to the Indians on Thanksgiving? Equal? Okay, Josh. In your world, everything.
I'm so happy. No, I'm just so happy that you said we.
We. All right. The first Thanksgiving took place in 1621, and it lasted 3 days. Turkey wasn't on the menu at the first Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving, the current U.S. president pardons a turkey. That's true. Macy puts on a parade every Thanksgiving since 1924. True. Thanksgiving is the biggest travel day of the year. True. These are true things about Thanksgiving. That's what it is. Now, you misguided cooks out there. These are common mistakes people make with Thanksgiving turkeys. Okay, here he goes. Well, let's go all the way to number 10, and then we'll go back up. I'll do it really quickly. Here we go. Pat, did you have a Thanksgiving turkey at all?
We had hot dogs.
You had hot dogs. Okay.
That's freaking Canadian.
No, that's American. That's so American.
No, that's so Canadian.
No,
hey,
it isn't.
I just want to save lives when I say this. If you have a frozen turkey, don't drop it. In a deep fryer, because you're going to explode.
Oh, really? Is that
Who
serious?
How
or
many
are you
lives are different? No, it will explode.
Oh, really? Because I never did the deep fried turkey thing. Wow.
No.
Well,
don't do it.
10.
If you do it, you can do it if it's like room temperature. But if you are freezing it and then dropping it into a deep fryer, you're going to blow up, and it's going to be hilarious. You'll probably survive it, but it'll be really funny for people watching from a distance.
You know, we got an air fryer, and it says you could put a turkey in there, a small turkey.
That's not true.
I don't
That's
know. I can't trust
That's,
the air fryer, man. I can't trust it. I have to check
true.
It out.
You know that's
I don't
not
know if I can trust that
California.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
You're
California air frying turkey.
Air fryer cook too fast.
You think that you can have, like, non-fat cheese?
Hey, there are low-fat cheese out here. There's low fat. You leave those cheese alone. Keep our cows out of your mouth, sir. Okay,
I'm offended by the fact that you're Californian.
California. Number 10. The problem, not
oh,
sure what
crap.
To do with
he
the
innards.
Oh,
crap. He didn't start yet?
No, I didn't. What do you do with the innards? You know, we got the turkey innards. What do you do? What do you do?
The testes and intestines can be sold to the Philippines because they eat them on a stick.
The heart, liver, kidney, the neck. Who eats turkey neck? I mean, I don't know how you could
poor Asian people.
Yeah. What would you do is that you could turn them into stuffing. You could use them for moistening your stuffing or for gravy. Some people roast the giblets and the neck beforehand. You can make stock meat, roasted meat. That'll give you a deeper flavor. That's what you do with the innards. You make stuffing.
No, if you're going to do it, you go all the way. That is your stocking.
Yeah, exactly. It says you can chop the liver and add it to your stuffing. There you go.
No,
that
I'm saying hang
go.
It from the hang it from the fireplace. That is your stocking.
That is my stuff. Yo, how about the cats? Do you think the cats love the neck and the kidneys and all that kind of? Do they like? Is that good to feed the animals?
Yeah.
Those. Is it
really?
I'm allergic to cats, but I'm pretty sure that every
animals.
Single. No, it's actually important to understand that without humans, cats and dogs would actually be eating them without our care. So they would be eating pretty much every piece of the body. So
I'm going to tell you something. I was bit by a dog. I've been bit by a goat. I've been bit by a horse. I've been bit by a calf. I've been bit by a moose.
Okay, you're just telling me that you are easily bitten.
I am easily bitten. But nothing hurts as much as when a cat bites you, man. When those sharp teeth dig right into your
fingers.
You're
telling me that cats are the goddamn devil? Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is, but when they bite you, they snip at you, that pain. Am I right, Pat? That pain hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Cats are the ultimate farm predator. They're going to chase all the rats. You have a barn and you keep them fed and you keep them warm, they will hunt
True.
Down all the mice.
True.
And that's
that
like
is,
thousands
oh yeah.
of mice.
Yeah, they are. 111 came into the studio. You've been on hold for 3 minutes. Like we said, new rule in the studio. If you want to talk, go ahead and hit the one button. I'm thinking that's Mr. Solution. Not quite sure. That way I know that you want to talk because I won't open people's mics up anymore for obvious reasons.
You learned.
They don't want to
you
be
learned.
Associated with I learned. It only took me 9 years, but I learned. So if you want me to open up your mic, hit number one, please. Let's go back to Turkey. Number nine. The turkey falls apart when I carve it. It's a problem. You ever had that turkey that falls apart when you're carving it? The whole thing just goes
No.
Poof. Okay.
No, because I know what I'm doing with a knife.
Well, here's the solution.
Oh, there's information.
You really need
attached
a carving board, a good carving knife to get a good carve. Place your bird.
Paul.
Yeah, place your bird on a sturdy carving board with a – okay, in England, a bird is a dick, right? Do they call a bird? No, forget it. Okay, your bird on a – because for them, I'm thinking they're hearing some other stuff. Your bird on a sturdy carving board with a trough. What's a trough? To catch all the juices. What's a – T-R-O-U-G-H.
A trough.
I don't know what the trough.
A trough.
Trough.
Yeah, well, you got to catch all the juices.
It's okay. He's black in America. His reading comprehension.
Right. Turkeys are our pet animals. Start by removing any tushing twine. Begin by removing the leg, the wings, and the breasts.
Have you never killed an animal before?
Well, no, I do not kill animals. I raise them as pets, and I free them in the world.
You eat animals, right?
I do
Have
not
you ever
kill
eaten
animals
chicken?
And eat animals, except if it's a cow, which nobody likes.
Nobody
and
likes cows except for those frickin' Indian Hindus. I'm okay with offending a billion people.
Are you
people.
Trying
I don't
to get
care.
Rid of my Hindu audience? There's a lot of Hindu audience. I love you Hindus.
I really doubt that you have a Hindu audience. That's
I got
impossible.
A big Hindu audience.
Oh,
Hindus
I bet
alone.
You don't. You've never killed an animal before?
Oh,
you never killed a chicken?
No. No. I have
you
choked
eat
a chicken.
Chicken.
I have choked a
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, I'm not talking about your chronic masturbation. I'm not talking about that.
No, I never killed a chicken.
Oh, dude.
Never.
You city person.
You
You're just a city. You city person.
You animal. I go to the grocery store like normal folks do. You are out
yeah,
there killing
because
our wildlife.
You're a city person.
You're killing. You're out there like you're in your.
You're over there. Oh, we're over there killing the animals, and you're over there walking over there with that
hey.
Goofy little cart.
That's right. Hey, my cart's not goofy. It's decorated very nicely. It's the coolest cart in the whole store.
Hey, I don't care if it has a spinner, a spinning wheel.
Spinning wheels. My cart has hydraulics. They're the high items on the top shelf.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot you were from L.A.
Yeah, I'm from L.A. number eight. The problem is it's undercooked. No matter what you do, it's under-fucking-cooked. You cannot. It's undercooked. What do you do?
What,
every year
what is
you undercook turkey. Undercooked turkey. You undercook the turkey every year.
Oh. No, that's a single mother.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
They don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. I'm sorry.
You know,
that's the reality of the situation.
Well, turkeys.
If you have a single father, they overcook it. A single mother undercooks it and gives everybody, like, I don't know if it's salmonella or just, like, all the HPV.
But
what do you have
trick.
Against single mothers, Josh?
Oh, God. There you go.
A lot.
A lot. Okay, explain it to me, because I was one.
In paragraph form? No, we're on Brian's show. We're in Brian's show. Brian, what's the next one?
The next one is single mothers make the best turkeys. Let's proceed.
That's not true.
Here we go. So you undercook your turkey. Every year you undercook your turkey. And we got to realize turkey comes in all shapes and sizes. And they will have different cook time. You got to choose a bird that best fits the size of your gathering. And here's a guide. I don't know if I want to hear the guide.
I like how you're stuttering so much over reading this paragraph.
I am, and the page is not loading. If by Whole Foods.
I just want you to know I'm offended for no reason.
Okay.
Like usual.
Duly noted.
You're Canadian. We allow you to exist. No, I'm just messing.
Uh-oh. I lost the page. Sorry, guys. I lost the page. I cannot get that page
Brian
back.
Brian is still the worst? Brian is still the worst? Okay. That's not news to me.
Okay, wait a minute. I think I got it back. It's the page. Yeah. Okay, got it back. All right, here we go. So you're undercooking the turkey. So what? How do you do shit that you won't undercook your turkey? Well, here's what you got to do.
This is what
don't
you have to do, people. Listen up.
The interior of your turkey that is done, you should always take it internal temperature by sticking the thermometer into the thigh.
165, mofos.
Not the breast, not the neck, but the thigh. You got to stick your thermometer to the thigh.
165.
I thought it was 200.
I don't know. I was just saying, man.
The thigh and the breast. No, it's not 200. It's 160 degrees. Make sure the thermometer, I was closer. Yeah. Make sure your thermometer doesn't touch the bone. The temperature should be registered around 160 degrees. And don't forget to take the temperature of the stuffing. Now, a lot of you guys don't take stuffing temperature. You got to take the temperature of the stuffing.
Brian, thank you for that mental image of you shoving stuffing into a bird. Thank you for that.
I do.
I'm going to live with that. I'm going to live with that for the rest of my life. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, come on, Josh. I used to put my hand up it and make it dance for my mother.
Hey, Pat, thank you for the nightmare that is inevitably going to...
That is
I thought you'd enjoy that.
That's how horror movies start.
You know, I always had a fear of turkey 24 on up because the cabbie looks like a girl I once went out with the exact same way, and I didn't like the meat hung down like that and everything. She didn't take care of herself. And the turkey reminds me of her. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So give Ryan shit for the next 5 years. I mean, it's up to you, Pat. Three to five. It's up to you.
Well, here we go. So you got to remember, a small bird, take your turkey out and tent it, whatever tent, T-E-N-T is. I don't know what tent it means. With foil for about 15 to 20 minutes for a small bird and
that's,
20
that's
to 30
a setting
minutes
on,
for a larger one.
That's a setting on most of – broil is a setting on most stoves. So you wrap it in tin foil.
Okay. This period of resting allows the juices to into the bird and also allows the temperature to come up to – okay. They're resting the bird. All right, number eight or seven.
Oh, my God. We're only on eight? What the hell? Read faster.
I got some hours. I got minutes to kill.
Read so much faster.
I'll go faster. The turkey is cooked unevenly. People have a problem with that. They cook down turkey. Let me see. It allows hot air into the oven. What you need to do is tie up the turkey with a kitchen twine, and that ensures even cooking. There you go. Tie up your turkey. All right, here we go. Number six.
The benefits of being married to a woman, men. Right here.
Yeah, there are
you don't have to deal with any of this.
Well, this is a travesty. You can always make a stock out of it, out of the giblets and neck. Use the stock for moistening the stuffing and for making gravy. I did not know you can use the giblets and
that's
neck.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Number disgusting. Number five, most of you animals do this by mistake. The turkey is still frozen. You get a frozen turkey, and you take it home. You wait till early morning Thursday, and it's still frozen. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? It's frozen. Here's what you do. This is the problem, but when it, and it happens all the time. You really need to look at the defrosting chart. They have it on the turkey. Some birds take days to defrost. My God.
That's like 12
hours. My God, days.
Yeah.
You could always, now, but if you're pressed for time, you can always turn on the microwave oven to defrost your turkey. Now, I don't know who has enough guts to do that. I don't even have enough guts to defrost
I don't trust that at all.
That,
yeah, as fun as a turkey exploding in my microwave sounds.
Right. I don't think so. The turkey is burning. Number four, you're burning the turkey. Here's a solution. Aluminum foil is your friend. If you notice that your turkey is browning too quickly, tint it with aluminum foil. I hate the word tint. And that will redirect the heat away from your from the skin. There you go. You might have to pick off some extra black skin, but at least you prevented a disaster. I don't like that you have to pick off some extra black skin. I don't like that.
Not
place, but anyway.
Black skin.
Yeah, because the turkey burned. The turkey burned.
Oh,
put
no,
it in foil.
Not that. Not that.
Number three. The problem is the turkey looks pale and flabby, just like your wife. That's the problem. Here's what
hey,
you got to do.
She is a brown woman.
She's pale and flabby. You look just like my
she
turkey,
is,
honey.
She is from Cebu.
A beautiful brown bird is impressive, and it tastes pretty amazing. If you're having trouble getting a golden brown skin, there are a few things you can do.
All you have to do is throw a black dog into a volcano.
You can do that. You can bake for about an hour and come back to your turkey. But here's what you do. Before you put the bird in the oven, you need to rub the skin with soft butter or olive oil and lots of it. This will help this turn the skin brown, and it will look good and taste good. Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Baste the turkey. Number two. The problem is the turkey is dry and flavorless. What did you do to the turkey? What you got to do is you need to moisten that turkey. It's important to boost the flavor. And it's like having oral sex with a woman over 80. You got to boost the flavor. You got to moisten her up. And I noticed that this whole studio just went dead.
It's weird that Brian knows how to do that.
I do.
He's over here trying to take care of Holocaust survivors.
Hey, come on. They need love, too.
Hey, you already told me everybody left. I don't care anymore.
I know you don't. What you want to do is you want to moisten when you defrost them. It's important to boost the flavor. What is it? Brining is the best answer. I don't even know what the fuck a brining is. Pat, what is brining? B-R-I-N-I-N-G?
Salt water. Yeah.
Oh, salt water? Okay. A brine is basically water seasoned with salt. Oh, okay. I should have read further.
You do understand that you would not survive the apocalypse, right?
I got canned food. I'll live for a couple of days. And
this
mofo
would die in the first week.
I got canned food in a can opener. I'm good to go. I can live on beans for a while. Here we go. And this is the last one. The problem is, it's hard to know when the turkey is done. It's hard to know.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
not really.
It is. Can you really trust those pop-up meters? I try to get the turkey with the pop-up meters. Are they really good? Are they really accurate? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
No.
Do you trust them?
You can tell.
I don't know.
No, you can tell when you can tear it apart pretty easily.
Really? Okay. Well, it's time to get yourself a trusty instant read thermometer.
I swear to God, this better be a freaking advertisement.
Just insert a meat thermometer in the area where the high and breast or the thigh and breast meet. It should register at 160 degrees. When it's removed from the oven at 165 degrees after it's rested, if it's removed from the oven, does it still have to be, it's 165 degrees after it has rested? If you have stuffed the bird, the temperature...
Yeah, because the entire point is to make sure the heat kills any bacteria so that it's safe to eat the food.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the common mistakes that people make during Thanksgiving. There you go.
That's weird that there are 10 of them. I'm really astonished that people are alive. Thank you for saving.
There's 10 of everything because that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And have a good Thanksgiving. 13 minutes. Alex Baldwin, man. I wasn't going to write it, but here he is. We got a couple of minutes. Here's Alec Baldwin. They're going back to him as a suspect in his movie Rust, that he may have something to do with firing that gun and killing that person. So he's back in the news, and they may retry him. Here's Alec Baldwin on that. No, that's when he did an interview with 60 Minutes.
Last time that I accidentally shot a gun and killed a person, nobody came to my defense.
You know what? I don't know what to say to that. I have no words.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's almost indefensible, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
When somebody shoots a gun and kills a person, it's almost like
Last time I shot someone you can't really defend that. It's hard to defend.
Well, no. If I were Alec Baldwin, I could say that. Last time I shot a person to death.
Wow. Well, here it is right here from according to Fox News, why prosecutors drop charges against Alec. Here we go. It's the story. Uh-oh.
They won't let me do it. Fox News kind of banned me. Let me see. I hate Fox News.
Have you tried being more Jewish?
Yes, I have. Oi. Hold on.
I don't even think you're wearing the yarmulke.
That's kind of racist. More Jewish Fox News. Here we go. Listen.
Time we learned that some of the charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin, but we're also hearing he may not totally be off the hook, according to prosecutors. They're dropping the involuntary manslaughter charge for the movie set shooting that killed the cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Oops.
On the right side of your screen there. Baldwin was holding the gun, but you saw that soundbite with George Stephanopoulos. He said he didn't pull the trigger. But prosecutors say they have new information and could refile charges against him. So let's bring in attorney Mercedes Colwin to tell us what's going on here. Mercedes, always good to see you. So what happened here? There's two new prosecutors. The other prosecutors are gone. And now we got this news. So what happens now? What's going on?
What's incredibly shocking, just as you start this segment, how could it be when you start with the prosecutor's office, when at the very inception of this, when they were adamant that they were going to go after there was the death of an individual, that Alec Baldwin was not above the law, but every single step of the way, Alec Baldwin kept saying, I never pulled the trigger. So how about if you're the prosecutor of the case, examine the gun, Now there's allegations that the gun had been modified and the trigger wasn't necessarily have to be pulled for the gun to discharge. It sounds like sloppiness by the prosecutors, but they're cleaning it up, Martha. If the crux of this entire case, which it
is... So the moral of the story, the moral of the story is, hey, discharge is bad. There you go.
If you're worth over $100 million, you don't even have to pull a trigger. The gun just magically fires by itself when you have live ammunition on your belt.
That's true. You know, there's a medication called Ozempic. You guys have it on your TV. It comes on my TV. A commercial comes on my TV every hour. I mean, Ozempic.
I love to hear drug prescriptions, and then they read it really quickly at the end, and then like 5 years later, they're like, "Did you take Ozempic?"
Right.
There's a lawsuit. Well, all you have to do is call this law firm, and you will sue the crap out of them, and you'll probably get
everything,
six figures.
Everything. But you're right, Josh. It's weird. But see, Ozempic was originally for diabetics, but they found out you can lose weight on it. People were losing weight left and right. And so the manufacturer says, you know what? They are diabetics, but we can make more money putting it as a weight loss drug. And people are swearing by that they're losing a lot of weight on it. Until an
people
Oregon
started
father,
dying. Inevitably.
Exactly. An Oregon father of two, he believes Ozempic caused him to twice suffer a blocked intestine that left him fighting for his life.
It's almost like you shouldn't swallow pills because that's not in human nature. That's never been a thing before, and it's brand new.
Well,
and
it's brand
we've only been doing this for like 150 years.
Well, it's true. Now, his name is Wilson Bo.
That sounds like somebody that would swallow something.
It sounds like something. Bo knows. He's 79 years old. He told the Daily Mail that he was prescribed some injectable late last year to help manage his type 2 diabetes. They approved it. It was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And now Bo was fighting for his life. The side effects, it has also become a controversial. What are the side effects? Here we go right here. The side effects.
Please tell me they're horrible.
Like I said, it's supposed to be a diabetic 2 drug that turned into a weight loss drug, and people are buying it and using it like crazy. But what doctors are prescribing this drug? Because it's not an over-the-counter drug.
Oh,
you have to get a prescription.
No, there used to be this thing where the Hippocratic Oath. A doctor said, first do no harm, and then they first do no harm. And then doctors don't care about that anymore, and first pay my bills. And now they have yachts and shiny cars and a bunch of people dying. So continue.
We have, you know what, corruption is the new thing now. We don't care. We really don't care anymore. People are running loose, but I agree with you, Josh. It says Ozempic butt is the latest bizarre sight of effective weight loss drug. You're going to get a big ass. Let me see here.
And I'm supposed to be kind to these people. Remind me, please tell me I'm supposed to be kind to these people.
Well, here's a woman who tried to get a big ass. I'll remind you. They're human.
Don't you bring a big woman, a woman's big ass into this?
There's a woman with a big ass. Here we go.
There
listen
is
to her.
No way she's coming out of that with a big ass. She's probably going to come out with all the babies.
Again, nothing to brag about. Nothing to brag about.
Results may vary. Well, it says here, you're getting a pancake-like bum to the list of unwelcome consequences to the diet Ozempic. So your ass is going to look like a pancake. Some have even said their rear ends have flattened like a pancake, including one person who reportedly had undergone a previous Brazilian butt lift. users
and I'm not
are claiming
to laugh at this. I just want you to know I'm not supposed to laugh at this.
I know, Zambic, and
it's not funny,
which,
Brian. All right,
it is funny. All these drugs, however, seemingly don't choose a specific area. Wait, that's Zambic face.
There is no way to
it.
Avoid the consequences of this unless you take it, Brian.
Well, the Ozempic face, they call it the Ozempic face. It causes your facial skin to look saggy and age because the face has lost fat so quickly, anticipating wrinkles and causing some people to look
ill. It looks like a stroke with a flat pancake
butt. It does.
I'm not telling anybody what to do with their life. I'm saying this is not funny, Brian.
It is funny. It'll make you look old, and your face skin will be saggy. It's not funny, Brian.
Your butt cheek is going to tap the back of your knee, and you will look like your grandmother immediately.
You will.
This is not funny. This is not funny, Brian.
This one woman complained, "I have no butt left. It's all gone." She shares a video. She says, "I always said that if I ended up with a saggy face, I have a facelift," she continued, "but what am I going to do about my butt?" Here she is on TikTok. Oh, boy. I don't know. I shouldn't even play this. I don't know.
Oh, dude, you're already going to hell. Why
here
not?
We go.
My face. I've lost 45 pounds on Mounjaro. I did not have it. But what I did notice, and this blew my mind. It's getting ready today. I got to show you this. Can you see it? Y'all, I got Mounjaro butt. Can't really tell. Let me see. I have no butt left. It's all gone. It's all gone. Now I'm stuck.
There you go. But you're losing weight, though.
You just gave me that early Christmas that I didn't ask for.
But you look good. You have no ass, but you look good. Oh, don't forget the Ozempic
finger.
Pretty
sure she's adorable.
She's so cute. They call it the Ozempic finger. It has digit and wrist size shrinking, and jewelers have to report that women are coming in.
Oh, please tell me that it extends the pinky fingernail.
The wedding finger, the ring finger, to size down their wedding rings because their fingers are saggy and it has shrunk up to 150% compared to last year. Some users are rushing to the restroom and waking up with soiled sheets. And some, that could be embarrassing.
Pat, explain this behavior.
I don't know. And some say that they joined a shit club. They call it the shit the bed club, saying that they woke it up and found themselves covered with their own shit. But they lost some weight. But they lost weight. I mean, they look
Brian,
good.
This is not funny at all.
I know. I'm just saying, about
stop
30%
laughing
of
at
the,
it, Pat.
Pat. Wow.
I wasn't saying a word.
I was, no, I'm laughing at this. This is fucking retarded.
Another nasty side effects about Ozempic, they call it the Ozempic burp, specifically sulfur burps.
Oh, this is
going to
be gross. By
you
default,
rot, so they burp, they smell like rotten eggs. Sulfur, they call it the sulfur burps.
Sulfur in eggs.
Yeah.
Users
of the drug also claim they experience odd dreams about Hollywood stars. People have been sharing bizarre slumber fantasies on social media that include the Golden Girls, preparing to rob a museum with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and carrying Dwayne The Rock Johnson's baby, and then blending their families on this. So those are the side effects.
So fucking retarded.
It
yeah.
is. Doctors
it
are now reportedly whizzing. There you
seems
go.
Seems to be a normal occurrence. Everything's fucking
so
retarded.
Remember,
all right.
Remember that when you see the Ozempic commercial and they're dancing around. I want to thank Big Meech for coming in. Thank you, Big Meech, for
God
coming in.
God bless that
today.
Man.
That's that, man. I want to thank Josh for coming in today. Thank you, Josh. I should get my
I'm sure he's probably going to heaven, but probably not. I got you on the background character stuff. Go ahead.
I'm sure you do. I want to thank, I forgot my applause thing, so I want to thank the lovely Patricia Oberman.
Thank you.
She's
thank
definitely
you
going
in.
To a better place than me.
She is. I want to thank the lovely John, who is Patricia Oberlin's stud puppy. Thank you, John, for waking her up.
I hear that all dogs go to heaven.
Stud puppy. Thank you for waking her up. 111 never hit the one thing, so they never wanted me to go to their mic, but I got a feeling it
I'm pretty sure they're
solution.
In the Matrix, so you don't have to worry about
I'm
them.
I'm pretty sure. You guys have a great night. Have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. Yes, I will be on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I will be on tomorrow. Josh, take care of yourself. And Patricia,
okay.
Pat,
I'll
please
take
tomorrow. Care of yourself. Right,
Brian, Pat.
You will see me tomorrow.
Take care.
And,
take
and
care,
John,
guys.
You stud puppy.
Take
I'll see you soon, too. Thanks
care.
For waking up our Pat.
I swear
bye,
to God,
everybody.
You better overfeed that dog.
I know. Bye.